much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, but once you go in there, you will see things you cannot unsee.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Here's the next question about Sloan as we get to know Sloan this season on Entourage. Does she have a webcam? Hello?
Bean, the interview killer.
Everybody needs to stop picking on my man, Bean. I mean, you know, sure, he's gay for Gordon Lightfoot. Sure, he's an interview killer. He leaves jokes out there to die and doesn't take them back. But it could be a hell of a lot worse. He could be a woman. Right, Callie? Shut up.
What is wrong with you? Why are you so weird? You are the weirdest motherfucker I know. What is wrong with you?
We've hit a new low point.
Let's write a goal.
And now.
Good morning, Reasons Why I Drink.
Our feature presentation.
Ooh, I like that, Reasons Why I Drink. That's good.
Yeah, that could be what this program is called.
That's right. Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Have we heard from Ralph Garman yet?
Have not, which means I'm
he's coming in. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine he's coming in.
Yeah, I was terrified. Ralph was very sick yesterday, a real trooper. Of course, he is he's the general of the Garmy, so he's got to be tough. But what? You're not behind the Garmy?
No. I don't think he'd be behind the Garmy.
Oh, he is.
Oh, is he? He loves the Garmy. Are you kidding me? Right. He founded the Garmy. So he was working sick. And this is that time of year, especially, I don't know what it is, if it's worse where we work or where you work, but it just seems like everybody is sick. And as Kevin, you pointed out yesterday, you know, you get over, then somebody else gets, and then it gets passed back to you.
Yeah.
So there's that fine line between how sick is this person, can this person work, and how sick is this person, do we want this person to work? Because, you know, no one's happy when you come in and you infect everybody else. But then again, you want the person to come in. So it's tough every day not knowing who's going to show up.
Ralph, we want here. But in truth, there are people who we go, hey, you could just take all the time you need.
Well, Dave split a toenail this week and we told him to stay home, remember?
Oh, he had the pink eye. I saw him today. I was trying to scan the eye to see if it was all right. And then he said, oh, that's not the pink eye. It's just something else.
I was shocked, by the way, that Dave is not expendable, which is what we've always thought. We've always suspected that we could easily do without Dave, but the place
but we just like him, so we just keep him around?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I consider Dave more of a mascot than a coworker.
Oh, wow.
But the place fairly fell apart with Dave gone. There's actually a lot of stuff that Dave does having to do with the website and podcasts and everything else like that.
Well, the podcast went on as scheduled, right?
No. Omar, I think, stepped in and put up yesterday's Kevin and Bean podcast. I think Monday is still out there in the ether somewhere, but maybe we get Dave on that if he's got time today. Because a lot of people are pissed off about missing Monday.
It's possible that we didn't have any backup plan for that. Like, none of us ever thought, hey, what would happen if?
It's 100% true. We have no backup. It was never, because Dave is always here. Dave is, you know, very, very rarely calls in sick. But yeah, we had no kind of backup whatsoever.
He may be asleep, but he's here.
But he's it. Eventually, he gets stuff done at a very, very slow rate.
Sure.
But he does get it done.
Right.
So anyway, so we're very close to having a, I think today, assuming Ralph's here, and I think he will be, I think we'll have a full complement of employees. I think we got everybody from the Kevin and Bean Show here.
But we can't vouch for tomorrow because
once
we sleep with each other, it's all over.
Right,
exactly.
Right. That's the thing we need to stop.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Real quick, Mira Mesa, California is the place. This is a great story. You see this every couple of years. Somebody tries this. His name is Thury, by the way. His first name is Thury, Thirry, Shahid. I don't know what his background is. I don't know what kind of name Thury is. But he was having a dispute with his local Chase bank. He had a credit card with them, and he was very upset about the fees. He tried to refinance it. They wouldn't let him. Some of those fees, you know, on these bank cards, they get out of, they're 20-something percent, right?
Yeah, especially for, and they're always the people that can't afford that are they crank it up on you.
Absolutely. The ones who are barely hanging in there to pay the minimum, those are the ones who get more and more fees. So he was just frustrated at the point. He owed $6,500 on this credit card. Tremendous amount of money. So he decided to show his displeasure, and maybe you see this coming. He loaded up his car with 650,000 pennies, drove them down to the bank, and said, hey, money's money, isn't it?
Where would he get that? How would you do that if you wanted to?
I mean, and that's to what was fascinating to me.
15 different banks?
That's a commitment right there.
Yeah.
That is a lot of effort to make a statement. As is always the case when you see people try this, the bank said, nope.com. We're not going to accept it. Unless you take it home and roll it. They don't take, you can't just bring in, you just can't bring in a stack of pennies and say, take these. You got to have them rolled, right? They want to be able to easily, you know, count them and move them. So they sent him back home. Wow, he went to a different Chase bank, and they said the same thing. So right now he's got 650,000 pennies in his car.
I would think that it's money, and they have to take money. You wouldn't?
Only because I've seen this story so many times. Oh. That's always what they do. If it's over a certain amount, the bank just doesn't want to deal with having to wrap it themselves. They want you to wrap it before you bring it to them.
He didn't go way out of his way to accumulate that many pennies. I mean, I don't even know how you would do that.
Yeah, because how many pennies does each bank have? I mean, even if you went from bank to get pennies, they can't have that many. I mean, every bank doesn't have 200,000 pennies in it, right?
This is the way Bean and Money pay off their bets.
That's yes. True.
Sometimes it's pennies, sometimes it's... how else have you
pesos.
Done it? Pesos?
Yeah, I've done everything I can to avoid making it easy for him to enjoy the money he wins for me every single baseball season.
Yeah,
but I may check in with my man Thury though, see if I can borrow some of these pennies. That may be a good way to go this year.
Here's my suggestion: stop betting on Seattle's baseball team
or Seattle's loses?
They or Seattle's soccer team, as I learned last night.
That is correct as well.
So anyway, that's my man right there. We'll see what happens. We'll see what he tries next.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Now, let's get this over with!
Well, I don't know that we're at that point yet, but we certainly will be within a half hour. All right, Lacey Schwimmer is going to be here.
That's what I'm talking about.
She is the dance instructor for Psycho Mike on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And we have many questions for her, the first of which is, how did she get saddled with this job?
Mm-hmm.
Poor girl.
I mean, we know Mike, and we like Mike. But we can guarantee you that he has spent every second making her miserable. And that's what that's what brings him joy.
Or trying to have sex with her, by the way. Which is also possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so, really.
I would make him as happy.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so, really. I think torturing her is better than having sex with her.
Yes.
I do know that has taken his pants off on more than one occasion.
Oh, sure.
I want to hear what that's all about.
But he didn't do it in hopes of sex. I'm saying he did it to torture her.
Gross her out. Yeah.
You know. I mean, that's just the way he works. Adam Carolla this week in Range.
Yeah.
We have, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a 3-year-old baby in England that's in rehab. So that seems bad.
That seems way bad, by the way.
3-year-old, yeah. Drinking. Had a problem drinking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, they can't hold their liquor at that age because they got so little blood.
That's true. That's true. You take a half a beer and you're just out.
Right. That's why you really shouldn't get your kids on the sauce until they're 7 or 8, until they can really, you know, really put it back in.
That's what Dr. Drew says, 7 or 8, right. By the way. I don't know if you just picked that out of the blue, but that is Dr. Drew's suggestion. Or 20. I don't remember. highlights of the Trump roast last night.
How was that? I totally didn't even watch it at all.
That was like Twitter. There was a lot thrown out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of it wasn't good, but there were some gems. And you have to kind of sift through it, which I did for you, so that you can get to it.
But at least you get a new one every 5 seconds. I mean, at least it's one right after another. If they don't work, at least they're on to something else.
But I got to tell you, nothing has ever made me happier than sitting there watching the situation who was one of the roasters get up and step up to the microphone and try to be funny and just, I don't know that I've seen a bigger fail in all my life.
Wow.
And this is a crowd that's liquored up and they're having fun and they laugh at everything. And it was dead silent.
Wow.
After he would tell a punchline and there would be nothing.
Well, Jeff Ross told us on Monday's show that he did everything he could to go out there and save him and gently extract him from the situation, but he told us it was quite a colossal bomb.
He went out there and he said, "Hey, come on, everybody." He's trying to calm everybody down because they were starting to boo.
Oh, man.
So he didn't want to riot.
Let him do his thing. And then he pulled up his shirt and he's like, "This is the real situation." He's trying to be like funny, but wow.
Oh.
It was great.
Yeah.
I mean,
finally.
How often do people who you want to see fall on their face fall on their face?
Never.
That's right. Usually they fail upwards.
Right.
One more question about this. I'm very excited to hear the clips. But how was my girlfriend and mad crush Whitney Cummings?
She was great. She's always great.
I love her so much.
She's very funny.
Can't wait.
Snoop was there. He was funny. Larry King was there. He was funny.
Wow.
I never thought I'd say those words.
No kidding.
So we got those highlights coming up as well. And today we're going to ask you about the tiny little crap that bothers you that nobody else seems to care about.
And in honor of Bean?
In honor of Bean, who spent this past weekend trying to correct people who were saying daylight savings time. Because it isn't savings, people. It's not savings. It's saving.
What would I do in my life if I got up in the morning and I didn't have a strongly worded letter to write?
I don't know. Something meaningful.
That is meaningful.
That's what I'm thinking. So my first thought was, you know what? What was he doing all weekend writing, you know, emails to people about daylight savings time when the thing in Japan was going on? And then I thought, you know what? Bean is... He's a multitasker. I'm sure he already sent money for charity.
Right? I did. I absolutely did.
I figured that. But he's got nothing but time, really, and he cares a great amount about this. And the amount that he cares about this and the amount that other people care about this could not be more. I mean, it's the biggest gap there possibly could be. So we're going to take calls from you in the next hour if you are that type of person. We want to know what it is that drives you crazy. No one else seems to care about it. Just not at all. They have zero interest in.
This is going to be very therapeutic for our listeners to get a chance to get some of these things off their chest that they just can't get anyone else to listen to them about.
Right, and then be told, stop worrying about that, you're an idiot, because no one cares.
Right.
So they're going to get the same response they do in normal life, which is right. They should be slapped down. So that's coming up today. We'll take a quick break and come back with our off showbiz beat now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:49.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. You promised me Ralph Garman. I don't see Ralph.
He's there. He's there. He's just running around trying to get stuff printed.
Okay.
As you know, we're rebuilding the offices.
Yes.
And
how's that going, by the way? I haven't gotten an update lately.
Oh, it's been done for 2 weeks, but we don't have furniture, so it's locked. So
wait, so the room is built, the walls are up, but there's nothing in there to go sit on or anything?
That's correct. There's no furniture. So now we have people in offices all over the building because we can't use ours, and then there's printers all over the building. So
my God.
I don't know if that's what you were doing, Ralph, but I saw him running by the door a second ago.
Yeah, it takes a little more work to put everything together these days than it used to.
Can we not afford furniture? What's the hold up there?
That's quite a story. You'll have to ask Alex about
that. That's a whole break in itself.
It is bureaucracy, the kind of which you've never seen before, Bean.
There are specified approved vendors that you can only buy the furniture from.
Right.
They give you a list of people. You can only buy from these people. These are the corporate approved furniture salespeople.
And most of them are in Oklahoma.
No.
It's worse than that.
There was one right around the corner, and we ordered from them, and they said, "What are you doing? We don't buy any furniture from these people."
You can't order from there.
We said, "What? You just told us to order from these people." No, that won't do.
This is after our producer Alex went off for 4 hours, went on their website and picked everything out painstakingly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you can't use them. And then somebody else said, "Yeah, go ahead and use them." And somebody else said, "No, you can't use them." So that's what's been going on with that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Ralph, how are you feeling, man? We're great, very happy to see you.
Not well.
Right. Okay. Better or worse than yesterday?
Worse than yesterday.
Oh, dude.
Because you felt really bad yesterday, yes. So that's good news.
But I came in today regardless.
You're a trooper.
I am. I can play hurt. Put me in.
You're a general in the Garmy, man.
That's right.
You down with Garmy?
You know me.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Garmy is... Garmy kind of happened. It took off on its own. I had no control over it. But, you know... They're my people. How can I not rise to the challenge of being their leader and commander-in-chief and take them into battle? So I'm a proud leader of the Garmy.
All right.
It's another day, another Charlie Sheen story. He has just added more shows to his Charlie Sheen Live, My Violent Torpedo of Truth / Defeat is Not an Option tour. 5 more shows have been added. The Playhouse Square in Cleveland, Ohio. The Palace Theater in Columbus, Ohio. Radio City Music Hall in New York City on April the 8th, the Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, Connecticut, and the Agonis Arena in Boston, Massachusetts.
I don't give a f***.
So get your tickets now.
Nope.
To see Charlie's concert. He's calling it a concert now. More than a one-man show, it's a concert.
Is he going to sing?
No.
Then it's not a concert.
He's going to just stand on stage and smoke and tell you how bitchin' his life is.
Oh, God, I'm so bored.
I hope he's got writers that are furiously typing right now to give him something to say on stage.
I have no interest in seeing this, but I am interested in the response of the people who go to see it.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if everybody started booing? I mean, like, because you can't imagine there are a lot of people who buy the tickets to go see because they genuinely want to see what he has to say, right?
No, it's
right. It's 100%, almost 100% people who just want to see a train wreck and...
Right. It's like the reason people go to see car races. You want to see the wreck. You want to see somebody get totaled.
That'd be cool if they started booing. Because he wouldn't know what to do with himself. He'd have to storm off.
You're a loser. You can't accept me.
Yeah.
because I'm winning.
Yeah.
Duh. Speaking of ruining your life with Charlie Sheen, Casey Jordan, the porn star that spent the 36 hours with Charlie in his house, the one he paid $30,000 to.
By the way, let's not rush past that. I've been thinking about that in the last couple of days. That's the salary of some people in the United States.
For a year.
$30,000.
Well, you know, the word is...
For a night.
Charlie's broke.
Really?
He's cash tapped. He's poor.
I thought he had money rolling in from syndication.
He's got money invested in property, apparently, and some business deals. But in terms of cash... He's tapped.
$30,000 he paid her.
That's why, because he's writing checks for $30,000 and buying Bentleys for porn actresses left and right, and not to mention the money he's spent on drugs over the years.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, people say, oh, you know, why are you making fun of him? He's a billionaire, and he'll be set for life. Not when you live that kind of lifestyle. You can burn through money pretty quick.
I hope he did.
Casey Jordan attempted suicide in a Chicago hotel room on Monday night, according to TMZ.com, claiming that the 16 hours she spent with Charlie Sheen messed her up and ruined her life. Police busted into her place at the Peninsula Hotel after she left a number of disturbing messages on her Twitter account. And word is there were prescription pill bottles, broken glass, and alcohol over the room. She was transported to a hospital for medical evaluation once they got there.
What is she alleging happened with Charlie Sheen in that one night that is still having repercussions today?
It does not say here.
Yeah, that's odd, because she took the money, and then she was smiling. She gave a bunch of interviews
maybe
about it.
Maybe it was the attention. Maybe she, you know, maybe the constant attention. And
could be.
Because it's not like he tied her up and, you know, whipped her or something like that.
I don't think he's claiming that he did anything to her specifically. I think she's saying being caught in the center of the storm with that evening and all the press attention surrounding it, whatever, has messed her up.
Maybe she sees him as a cash cow, and this is a setup for a lawsuit. You know what I mean?
Kevin, you are an evil man.
No, I'm just saying.
You got a lot of ulterior motives in your head.
She's just a beautiful, sensitive young woman who's just reaching out for help, Kevin, and you try to turn it into something tawdry.
But wait, I'm just saying.
She's a hooker with a heart of gold, and there you go, trying to assume the worst about this poor girl.
I thought I'm just saying is the end of
her. No, it's not.
You can't come back from that.
Gilbert Gottfried apologized yesterday for his jokes on Twitter about the Japanese and the result of the earthquakes and tsunami there. He told the Hollywood Reporter, "I meant no disrespect. My thoughts are with the victims and their families." Well, obviously they are, Gilbert. We can all tell from what you were saying how much you're thinking about the victims and their families. Gilbert was fired as the voice of the Affleck Duck by the company this week, which does about 75% of its business in Japan, so they really had no choice.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for firing him at all. I think it was the right thing to do, but they had to have known there was a risk. Gilbert Gottfried was doing this kind of comedy even when they hired him to be the spokesperson.
Yeah, his whole life he's done.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, but if you hire a guy just to say Affleck, you figure how much trouble can we get in? You know, he's not going to be speaking on our behalf. He's not going to be doing personal appearances for Affleck. He just has to say one word and not get into an international incident, and we can keep him employed.
Yeah.
No, but they knew the rest of his job when he's not the spokes duck is doing racy comedy and edgy comedy. They knew that this risk existed, I think. I mean, like I said, they did the right thing. They should have fired him. I just also think they can't be surprised that it came to this at some point.
Another day, another trashy sex tape. This time the honors go to Usher and his ex-wife, Tamika Foster.
She hot?
She is, yes.
All right.
TMZ.com reports they've received teaser clips of the home video, and they say they watched it, and it's absolutely the estranged couple. Here's how they think it got out. Usher's car was broken into back in 2009, and the singer lost a ton of electronics, some jewelry, and two laptop computers that went missing.
Ew.
Speculation is this video is on one of those computers, and whoever stole them said, "Hey, look, it's Usher having sex with his wife.
That's a sex video.
I'm going to put this in the bank for a rainy day. This might come in handy sometime." So, there you go. And I thought this was interesting. Celebrities getting mistaken for other celebrities is a very common occurrence.
So I see a celebrity, and I think they're someone different?
Yeah.
It
didn't ever dawn on me. It's because I have a pretty good eye for celebrities. I can spot someone at a restaurant or something and say, "Oh, that's this person, and they've done this person."
Right, but you know I exist, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I said, these must be the Kevins of the world who are walking around going up to John Voight, for instance, and saying, "Geez, Christopher Walken, I love your work."
That's funny.
John told the New York Post he gets mistaken for Christopher Walken all the time. Rachel Weisz says people come up to her thinking she's Brooke Shields constantly.
Hmm.
Kevin Bacon said he gets mixed up with almost any other Kevin in show business. He has been approached for an autograph as Kevin Spacey, Kevin Costner, and Kevin Klein.
So in his case, they just know the first name.
Apparently.
That's it.
And right. They're just assuming, oh, that's a famous Kevin. I'm just going to take a shot.
Bizarre.
My buddy Kevin Smith says he gets mistaken for Kevin James all the time from King of Queens.
Because he must love that. Kevin.
Because they're Kevin and they're both big guys.
Right.
So yeah, but this people is come up to him all the time and say, oh, I love you on King of Queens. And Kevin's got a beard and he wears hockey jerseys.
They don't look alike.
He's pretty distinguishable.
Right.
He's pretty separate from Kevin James. That's Kevin Smith is funny. I mean, there's a lot of differences between Kevin Smith and Kevin James.
But when Kevin Smith did Mall Cops.
See? I think now, you're part probably of the problem. That's no, what I'm what? Saying. Speaking of Kevin Smith is back in town this week. We're going to be doing our Hollywood Babylon show at the John Lovitz Comedy Club at City Walk on Friday night this week. Friday night at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you come out and watch the show. You can go to babbleonralph.com for details and to get tickets. But it's Hollywood Babylon with me and Kevin Smith.
I admire you and Kevin making it as difficult as possible.
It's not as difficult as possible.
It's a moving target. You know it, Ralph.
It's
some
Friday
weeks
or
it's
Saturday.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Some weeks it's not on at all.
Oh, I can't handle it. I don't know which day to go. Here's a website you go to. You find out what day it is. You buy tickets or you don't.
And then you have to go to a
it's
van.
It's like we're making it Tuesday at noon, and then it's like dawn on Wednesday.
It's
and
almost like
taking
that.
A month off, and then maybe doing it in another location. It's just Friday or Saturday. It you bounces to, back a little bit.
You have to find Friday Night Lights, and there's a clue.
That's right.
In the second,
in the last
segment.
Episode. It's Friday night at 10 o'clock.
All right.
John
Friday
Love
night.
Is coming up. Couldn't be easier.
So Tuesday at noon. We got
oh,
it.
Oh, God damn it. Don't I'm not strong enough for this today. Do not start with me. Someone will get hurt. Today's celebrity birthday is Victor Garber. He was Sydney's dad on Alias. That's who will always be to me.
Yeah, me too.
He was great on that show. 62 years old today. Eric Estrada from Chips is also 62. Flavor Flav! I could have done that better.
Well, not sick.
He's 52 years old today. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I love her
Gilmore
so much.
Girls. I love the ice. I watch you all the time. With my goo eyes. She is 44 years old today. Judah Friedlander. Oh, does he have some funny hats, this guy?
He sure does.
That guy wears hats that are funny.
Does he put on a hat and it says something on the front of it and it's totally unexpected and it makes you laugh because it's a surprise funny hat? He's 42 years old. Blake Griffin of the Clippers, speaking of Dave the King of Mexico, he's 22 years old. And comedian Jerry Lewis celebrates his 85th birthday today.
Wow.
And as always, Jerry, we wish you nothing but the best because you are one of our favorites and we would never impersonate you to any foreign country. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Thanks for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Wednesday means Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage. Also, the beautiful Lacey Schwimmer, who I never heard of before. She was selected to be Psycho Mike's dance partner on Dancing with the Stars starting on Monday because I haven't watched the show previously.
So, A, you never heard of her, and B, now you feel really sorry for her.
I do. Yeah. I really do.
What a tough gig.
We were able to unload Mike, but she still has to work with him every single day, so she's coming in on the program, too.
And her brother was at Doofy Ross on Friends, so look, she's got a lot going on.
That's
that poor girl. It's a shame.
No, that's not
she's related to him.
Here's, yesterday we were talking about my strongly worded letters and how I spent my weekend trying to, especially to media outlets. I was emailing and tweeting and texting in the Los Angeles Times and all over the country with people who were incorrectly referring to the time changes past weekend as daylight savings time, which is incorrect. It's not just me saying. I mean, that's what it's called. It has a name.
All right, let me ask you this question.
There's a right and there's a wrong.
If you look at an hour as 60 minutes, then it would be daylight savings because you saved 60
You're
minutes.
Saving all those minutes. All
right.
The savings.
So
yes.
It would be correct.
Right.
Technically.
So the guys were bagging on me about that yesterday, and then Kevin suggested, you know, it's been a long time since we've done this, but lots of people have something that the rest of us would consider minutia. Even I might consider minutia.
Nope.
But for whatever reason, it really, really bugs you. Now, some of those things are language related. There's something, you know, like, remember when George Bush was president? Remember those, the good old days?
Sure.
Remember when every single night on the news we heard the word nuclear? Remember
right.
How it drove me crazy because it's not that difficult a word to pronounce correctly, but drove a lot of people crazy. I mean, that was a pet peeve that really kind of gained momentum because they hated hearing the man say nuclear because that's not how you pronounce the word. So a lot of them are going to be language. Here's an Afro call we got last week that points out just a few of the ones that really drive me crazy.
Hey, Bean, I know it's a fat chance or a slim chance that you're going to forget, but we're just a few days away now from daylight savings time. You know, I'm so excited. I feel like my head is going to literally explode. Oh, and it may not be a piece of cake or easy as pie, but stand your coworkers. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's people who misabuse the English language. All right. Stay strong in 2011.
Okay, so there's a nicely done there.
Good one.
Now, it doesn't have to be language-related. Here's an email from Dina, who is a science teacher, who writes to us today. I've been meaning to contact you for a while now, Bean, because there's an issue that when I pointed out to my husband, he said no one else on the planet would care except for Bean.
Bean's your guy.
Every day when I drive home from work, I am irritated and upset by the time I get home because the signs on the 710 South have incorrect distances on them. I've been wanting to take pictures, but it's really not safe to take a snapshot and drive. 2 miles before the 405 interchange, there's a mileage sign that says 405 is in 2 miles and Willow Street is in 3.5 miles. The next sign, right before the 405 interchange, says that the 405 is 1 mile away and that the Willow Street is 1.5 miles away. I am upset by the confusing and contradictory signs, and I get more upset every single time I drive it. Thousands of people are on this road daily, and no one's upset about this but me. So she's writing and going on to ask for some advice on how to write a strongly worded letter and who should she send it to.
But here's what happens. People see that and they go, hey, that's incorrect. And then they make a note and they go on about their lives.
Has anyone ever missed the exit because they were counting miles instead of looking for the exit sign?
No.
That woman should be dragged behind a car to measure off how far it is from that sign to the actual exit. That's how we should find out.
So we're looking at if you're like Bean and you have minutiae.
Kill yourself.
Let's be honest. It's minutiae. It's stuff that nobody else cares
but
about.
But I got to agree with Dina.
I'm sure you do.
It ought to be correct. Why not make it? Why not point it out to somebody in the highway department or whatever and go ahead and change the signs to accurately reflect the distance? Isn't that better?
Yeah.
At least admit it's better if it's right than if it's wrong.
Those absolutely should be the priorities. While potholes are swallowing up city buses on freeways, we should spend some money and get a crew out there to change the effing sign and add a mile to it.
I think they could do it in 10 minutes, Ralph, and I don't think it would
be
that big a deal.
The bureaucracy is so swift when it comes to our freeway system. You're right. Never has anyone moved faster to solve any problem.
I think it's annoying because there's so many more important things that you should be concerned about than putting an S on daylight savings.
I was thinking this weekend, Kevin, how often did you run across an article with daylight saving being in the topic of the article?
Never.
What? Zero times.
Yeah, zero.
Zero times. Bean not only saw it, he had to take time to seek out the stories about daylight savings time.
Search.
Exactly. He had to find all the different papers and see what they said about daylight savings time and then had to go back and then start writing the letters about it. How much time and effort was wasted this weekend on this topic?
Well, that's not really true at all because most of the ones that I responded to were in the Twitter feed. Were, you know, the Washington Post, for instance, who I follow anyway, they would incorrectly tweet it and then I'd have to contact them and let
you'd
them know
you'd have to,
it.
Though.
Well, of course you have to.
You would have to contact them.
Your responsibility as a reader to correct the paper if you see something
not
wrong.
A bit.
So here's what we're looking for. Minutia that upsets you and apparently no one else. You might have a sympathetic ear in me, though, if you call right now. 1-800-520-1067. It can be something that you hear people say all the time that drives you crazy. It can be something like our school teacher here who she sees a great injustice in the world with the mileage signs on the freeway, and she can't figure out why no one else wants to do anything about it.
Well, the good thing is there's no problems in the school system. So
it's her time is well spent.
So she's really worrying about the right things, and I like that.
Remember the last time we did this, and it's been a couple of years. Remember the lady who called up, and she was apoplectic, Kevin, because people sometimes put paper clips on paper with the big side on the wrong side and the little side on the wrong side,
wrong
in her
direction.
Opinion. Yeah, like there's a way that it's supposed to work, and she said people would often do it interchangeably, and she says, that's wrong, you can't do that. I thought she was going to have a stroke. It was very sad.
It was very funny. Because she cared that much about paperclips.
Right. All right, let's take one before the break. How about our man Roy? He's on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to give you a chance to get your minutia that bothers you off your chest today on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Roy. What's going on?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Good.
What bugs you?
The one thing that I hate the most is when people say, I could care less. I mean,
so
they're trying to make a point about something they don't care about, but then they're showing they could care more about it.
So technically, you're saying that they do care some.
Oh.
So they could care less. And that really bothers you.
Yeah, it's like they just make idiots out of themselves.
Yeah. Were you ever confused by what they meant when they said that to you, Roy? Did you go, ooh, I'm confused. What does that mean? Do they mean that they care more or do they care less? Did it ever really throw you off, Roy?
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, go kill yourself then. I have no time for these people today. I am sick. I am tired. I'm not feeling well. Bring it on.
All right, so you take your life into your own hands if you want to call today. 1-800-520-1067. You're Kevin and Bean. Daniel here. This email begins. Every time I hear someone say, irregardless, I need to punch a bitch. I'm just saying. Well, I don't know that punching a bitch is the answer there. But yeah, irregardless is one of those words exactly like we're talking about that doesn't exist. It's not a real word.
Now, here's here's my advice to all of you. You're going to have to get over it.
That's the perfect advice to give.
Because
Kevin.
Nobody else gives a crap.
Right.
Now, Ralph's advice, which he gave the last caller, was...
Kill yourself.
Okay, so yes. You got to... Somewhere in between there. Those are your two options.
I think that's extreme. Ralph, is there nothing that people say that irritates you, like the descriptions that we're getting from our listeners?
As long as the intent of what they're trying to communicate is received loud and clear.
You know what they're mm-hmm. talking about.
That's all that matters.
Is this a skill you've learned from working with Kevin all these years?
No, it's just we know what the people are saying. There's no need to get your knickers in a twist over this stuff. You know what they're saying.
I know, right?
Yes, I know, right?
Well, that's repetition. All right. That's like if someone says like in a conversation every third word, the sure repetition of it can get on your nerves.
I said that because Ralph, it bothers Ralph.
Someone using a word to convey a meaning, that's fine.
Like understood. Holly, for example. Let's talk to Holly. She gets okay. bugged by something huge. Hey, Holly.
Hey.
All right, what bothers you?
Okay, it's kind of trivial, but
no.
People say... A venomous snake or a poisonous snake or a poisonous spider is not poisonous, it's venomous.
Yes, they are different things.
They are
different things. So if you say that's a poisonous snake, that's incorrect?
Yeah, it's a venomous snake because venom is injected, like through a bite.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares why, but...
poison... is ingested.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares why.
So this is a perfect example, though, of something that technically she is correct, but those words are used completely interchangeably by most people. And
yeah,
that's
and
why
everybody
I
understands
drives her crazy.
What you're saying, and eventually, by the way, this kind of stuff gets accepted in the language because nobody cares.
Now, Ralph, should Holly get over it, or should she kill herself?
What she should be bitten by a poisonous snake is what should happen to Holly. Oh, but I'm not dying because they said it was poisonous, not venomous, so I should be fine. Don't kill yourself.
Let's try Krista, line 5, 1-800-520-1067. By the way, we said we'd open it up if it's not language-related, but most of the people who are calling do seem to have tics that are really bugging them with the language. That's fine, too. Krista, go ahead.
Hi, I hate when people use the X in the word especially, so they say especially or espresso for the word espresso.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I don't want to kill myself today.
Well, you have no choice.
But wait, how much does it bother you?
It bothers me bad. We have a lot of people in upper management that are in big executive meetings that say it all the time.
I think Ralph's right then.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked them to not say it that way?
See what you did?
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Let's try Alexis. Alexis, line 6, has a very, very commonly misused word that bugs her. Hi, Alexis. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I just hate when people say supposedly instead of supposedly.
I haven't really run into that.
I have, yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. A lot.
I don't hear that
supposedly.
That often.
Supposedly.
I hear all the time. They always say it, and I don't know why they bother saying anything at all. They could have just skipped it.
That's a good point.
You're right. They should take out their vocal cords. You're right. They should never speak.
But Alexis, do you or do you not know what they mean?
Well, I do know, but it's just annoying because a B is completely different than a B.
Oh, it is. You're right. And you know what? Go kill yourself.
I don't endorse Ralph's policy of killing yourself.
I say start digging a mass grave.
Let's try Matt to line 7. Matt, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What minutia is bugging you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Good morning.
It absolutely drives me nuts when people say anyways as opposed to anyway.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time? So anyways...
I never used to say, obviously I agree with you, I never used to say anyways until Dave became my friend, and now I say it as a tribute to him every single time because it always makes me laugh to think about anyways.
And I'm much, much weaker than Bean is, so now I've started questioning, is that right? Could I use it? Like, I really think maybe I could use anyways.
The addition of an S, especially in anyways or daylight savings time or any of that stuff, that is the least of the offenses, really.
So anyway is right.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways is not technically right.
And no. Your advice for Matt?
Oh, so much kill yourself.
Thank you for the call.
All right, let's try Kay on line 1. Now we're getting to such tiny minutia here that I don't even know that I understand
please.
What her complaint is.
But Kay, once you do, you're going to fire off an angry letter.
Well, let's hear what she has to say, because I'm not sure I get it. Kay, go ahead, please.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
What do only you care about?
Okay.
I have to be careful how I phrase it.
Bean, first of all, I just want to say I love you to death.
Right.
I wish you would.
I say I wish you would love him to death. Because you better literally mean that. If you say I love you to death, I hope that you love him so much that he actually dies. If you don't mean that, if you're not saying exact that, then go F and kill yourself.
Ralph is a mean man when he's not feeling well.
He's not feeling
well.
He
is. He is, and I don't love Ralph to death.
All right.
Okay. That means I live.
What is it that bothers you?
I'm one of Bean's people. I hate when people say the word jewelry when they pronounce it jewelry. When Westminster, they say Westminster. When mm-hmm. they say realtor for realtor. When they say frustrated for frustrated. And my number one complaint, and again, Bean, I love you.
Kate called him in the top 10, by the way.
What did I do? What have I said? Obviously, it's upset you.
You always say sentence.
He does.
The key is not silent.
I don't even hear that.
So in our normal conversation, you don't hear a T, and I've never heard Bean say that either, but sentence? Obviously K is
T. He always says sentence.
Oh. So he's not hitting the T hard enough for you is the problem.
He's hitting the T, but not hard enough.
He's not putting enough emphasis on the T for you, and that's what's making you nuts.
Bean, prove me wrong.
You very possibly could be right. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, I know how to pronounce the word sentence, and if I have said it another way, it must just be me just being, you know, lazy talker, you know, sloppy speaking. But I'll try to work on
nope.
it for you, Kay.
That's not the answer. The answer is,
allow us to kill you. I didn't want you to kill yourself. I would like the honor of murdering you.
Did you hear her? She goes, no.
No, no.
You can't kill me.
I give you a death sentence.
I have so few people. Let me have Kay at least. Let's not
you
kill
can
Kay.
Have Kay. Oh, we would like Kay. You both to be a murder-suicide pact.
That's right.
Come
so
on.
It's a death sentence?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Please.
The latest celebrity roast aired on Comedy Central last night. It was Donald Trump. I wonder if they made fun of his hair.
Nope.
I wonder if they made fun of all of his many young wives.
Nope.
I wonder what they had to say about him. I haven't seen it. Kevin watched it last night. We'll have highlights for us right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, sad news. We lost Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg, best known for his collaborations with Snoop and Tupac and Ludacris and Warren G, died yesterday at the age of 41.
Dude.
That's young.
What happened? I mean, what
cause of death
of?
Hasn't been released yet. But, you know, Nate had been suffering from health issues in recent years, including two strokes, one in 2007, another one in 2008. So he was in bad shape.
Are you more susceptible to strokes after you've had one?
Yeah, there is damage that is done. And usually if you're stroking at that age, it means you have some sort of condition, probably a circulatory problem where, you know, you're getting clogs in your arteries or blockages, and it's causing...
So it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, it's causing lack of oxygen to the brain. That's what causes the stroke. So he must have had an early onset ulterior sclerosis or something like that there. So
I wonder how much medical marijuana Nate went through in the last few years.
Yeah.
All?
His real name was Nathaniel D. Hale. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
There you go. Made his debut on Dr. Dre's The Chronic. He was nominated for 4 Grammys during his lifetime, but 41, that's way
too
young.
Yeah, that's tough.
All right, let's go on to happier stuff, shall we? Harvey Levin has started his music career.
Oh, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Or Monday, when was it?
I think it was Monday. His newsroom trashed him when he sang My Way as a dare on TMZ Live. And now Harvey is unveiling his very own single of My Way. If you purchase it on iTunes... Today, Wednesday, March the 16th.
On iTunes?
Yep. It's available today. 100% of the profits will go towards two of Harvey's favorite charities, Pet Orphans and Ace of Hearts Dog Rescue. So if you're a fan of TMZ and you like Harvey and you want to contribute in some way to his charities.
Or if you like dogs.
Or if you like dogs, exactly.
As well.
You can send some money their way by downloading his version of the legendary Frank Sinatra tune, My Way, which, of course, was written by musical legend Paul Anka. Would you like to hear a little Harvey doing
yes.
My Way?
Yes, I would. I've not heard this.
They sent it over, so please enjoy. Harvey Levin of TMZ.com, My Way.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. To say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who needs.
Levin, everybody. Harvey Levin.
I think Date Dog was better.
After the stroke?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Not bad for a guy who doesn't sing.
Yeah, he's not bad for a singer.
He's not a singer.
If he was doing that at a karaoke bar, he'd get a standing ovation.
He would. And I love Harvey, and I love the cause. And he told us, if you weren't listening on Monday, he told us it was the greatest thing that he's ever participated in his life was standing in Capitol Records in the same studio singing into the same microphone that Frank Sinatra recorded his version of My Way on. He said he'll never forget it. It was just a dream come true. So congratulations, Harvey.
You germaphobes, think about that same microphone from 1960 what?
I'm sure they've cleaned it once or twice since. I told you yesterday, nobody believed me. Nobody believed me and Petros. But it looks like Brad and Emily aren't going to make it. Brad and Emily from The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's a tough one to handle.
It looks like they were just putting on a brave face on the After the Final Rose show after The Bachelor finale on Monday. And it looks like the relationship is not going to last. Told you, man. We warned you.
She did say that she wasn't willing to move to Austin and marry him yet, right?
Yeah.
She did say that on the After the Rose special. But you're saying it's even going beyond that?
Do you see yourselves getting married? She's like, oh, yes, yes, I think we'll get married. Well, apparently that was all just for show, and it looks like the relationship is already over. So
can he still call Hottie McNutpicked?
Chantal?
Yeah.
No, apparently she's got a new boyfriend. She's found someone else. She's moved on.
Let's stop acting like you're looking for love on TV, people.
Oh, Kevin, you don't understand. It's the only place you can find love.
Yeah, I didn't care until I saw Chantel on the TV yesterday and realized how hot she was. Now I think Brad made a huge mistake by not going with her.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Well, we were all upset when Fran Drescher lost her talk show.
I'm sorry?
I didn't know it ever debuted.
I meant to reprise this.
Yes.
You may have not known that Fran Drescher had a talk show.
Right.
But it has come and gone. But she's back on TV. TV Land has picked up a series called Happily Divorced, based on Fran's life, where she will star a woman who re-enters the dating world after finding out her husband is gay.
Okay. Does she still have that voice?
Yes, she does. That's why her husband went gay.
I don't think you can just go that way, but all right. Her voice is pretty annoying.
TV Land is becoming a hotbed of brand new sitcoms over there. They've got Hot in Cleveland, starring the lovely Betty White.
Mm-hmm. Very popular show.
And now Fran Drescher joins their lineup, so... Good news for them.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Bradley Cooper wants everyone to know that Charlie Sheen will not be appearing in the sequel to The Hangover. Apparently there were rumors about Charlie showing up in the sequel, a la Mike Tyson, for a cameo appearance.
Excellent!
But Bradley said that is not going to happen.
That's good news.
And they've already finished filming, and there will not be any last-minute reshoots to include Charlie in the show, which I think is a wise, wise choice.
And we had heard for a long time, remember, that Bill Clinton had a cameo, too, and apparently that's been squashed. That's not in there either, they say.
Really? I thought he did it.
That's what I heard, too, but now they've come out and said no.
So. You know who is it? It's Mike Tyson again. He did an interview where he was talking about that. I can't wait.
Wow, he's returning.
When does it come out?
Hangover is Kevin's favorite movie of all time.
That's correct,
Ralph.
Of all time.
Number what?
When does it come out?
Two.
You don't come in here without that information.
I believe this summer, but don't hold me to it. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Legendary comedian Jerry Lewis is 85 years old today. Victor Garber from Alias is 62. Eric Estrada from Chips also turned 62. Flava Flav of Public Enemy, 52 years old. Lauren Graham celebrates her 44th birthday. Judah Friedlander of 30 Rock is 42. And superstar LA Clippers forward Blake Griffin celebrates his 22nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tragic story about a 3-year-old child in rehab. We'll tell you about later on this hour. That's no good, right? Nobody wants that.
No. Well, I don't think at 3, no.
Not at 3, no. Lacey Schwimmer also joins us next hour on The Kevin Amin Show. She's Psycho Mike's partner on Dancing with the Stars, don't you know? Poor woman. That show debuts on Monday. Also, Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage. It's all coming up on The Kevin Amin Show.
First, let's talk about the Trump roast last night. It was on Comedy Central, and it was an hour and a half program. Hour and a half. And
How long did it seem?
2.5.
Okay.
But Donald Trump, at the beginning, you know how he likes to be seen in his helicopter that has the giant Trump logo on it and stuff?
Sure.
He helicopters in. He gets in a limo. He's got a supermodel secretary. She hands him the phone. She says, it's the president. I mean, it was so ridiculous. It just makes you, and you know that he kind of is behind that. Like, he doesn't do it ironically.
Absolutely.
He does it because he wants people to see his success.
That's right.
And it's really super annoying. But they took him down a notch or two last night. Marley Matlin was one of the people who was a roaster And Seth MacFarlane, our buddy, was the host for the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And before I play any clips, I just want to say that this show is labeled TVMA, and the idea behind roasts is to be offensive. That's the idea behind it. So if you're easily offended, go somewhere else, put on a CD or something, because this is they're trying to be offensive. So that's the goal of this, to be offensive. Okay. All right.
I can't wait. Now I'm in.
So this is Seth MacFarlane introducing, talking about Marley Matlin.
My friend Marley Matlin is here tonight. It's fitting that Marley is here for the roast of Trump, because Marley is appearing on the new Celebrity Apprentice. She will be competing for a charity that's yet to be announced, but will probably be some deaf bull.
So you see what the night's going to be like. Mm-hmm. That was at the beginning.
Right.
Some deaf BS. And Donald's not up there yet, just the eight people on the stage that are roasting him. And then Seth introduces Donald Trump.
Please welcome the second worst tragedy ever to hit New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump.
That's the kind of night it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Seth is great for these things, too. He's really so funny.
He introduced Larry King this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a chattering pirate skeleton on loan from Disneyland, my pal, Larry King.
I'd have to say Larry King took most of the heat last night. I mean, there were so many jokes about him. In these roasts, they don't just roast Donald Trump. They roast the other roasters as well. And wait till we get to the situation, by the way. Oh, my God, the situation is so key. But first, Larry King, we played this clip yesterday, but it bears repeating. It clearly wasn't written by him.
And now Snoop Dogg. I love Snoop. D-O-double-jizzle. That can't be right. Snoop told me during the break that once he had a DNA test that found he is only 71% black. That true? Unless my math is wrong, if you're 71% black, you're 29% not guilty.
Because? So Snoop gets up, and he starts talking about Jeff Ross, who is one of the other roasters.
This is an ugly business, man. I mean, look at Jeff Ross. He's one ugly mother. Now, when Jeff was born, his mother doing a delivery. And when she looked down, she thought she had twins. That's why he's so corny.
Wow, that's rough.
And then Snoop said this about Donald Trump.
Donald say he wants to run for president and move on into the White House. Why not? It wouldn't be the first time you pushed a black family out of their home.
There was a lot of talk about that last night. Is he serious about that being you would know?
Oh, yeah, Donald Trump. I mean, he tore down low-income housing to build Trump styles.
I'm sorry, that's not what I was asking. That's a fact.
Oh, about the president?
Is he running for president? There was a lot of serious talk about that last night.
I know, because he's playing the media like Donald Trump does, where he's dangling it out there. He knows he doesn't have a prayer in a million years, but just like you said, he wants to be perceived as this unbelievably important rich guy. So, yeah, he wants people to think it might happen.
Whitney Cummings is very funny and very hot, and she's talking about, she gets up and this is her first sentence.
I don't even know where to start. I guess I'll start with Larry King because, I don't know. TikTok.
because he's about to die.
Right, because he's so old, he might not make it to the end of the roast.
All right, here's the situation. And by that, I mean, here's the sitch.
Right, from Jersey Shore, who's attempting to do comedy for reasons we cannot explain.
Now, everybody else, Larry King, Marley Matlin, non-comedians that were there, were funny. They clearly had the use of writers from Comedy Central to help them put together funny bits. The situation must have turned them down. Because some of his jokes didn't even make sense.
Oh.
And the crowd was completely silent. Mm. They wouldn't even give him a courtesy laugh. He was wearing sunglasses, and he was, you know, posing, and just everybody was making fun of him all night. But listen to this. He turns and talks to Jeff Ross, and Jeff Ross is sitting across the stage, and then Jeff Ross answers.
Hey, Jeff Ross, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Jeff, me and you have a lot in common, buddy.
What's that?
We're both from Jersey. And tonight's my first night doing comedy.
It's also your last night, just so you know.
Right, so that was like, I don't know, a minute and a half into the situation. Really, really bombing. And people just hated him.
Yeah, and Jeff Ross told us when we talked to him that he felt like he had to step in because once you've got a crowd turned angry, it makes the rest of the evening uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I'll play that for you in a second. But first, it took me... I don't know, 15 seconds to even understand this next joke. But the crowd did not love it.
People are hating on him because Trump is always firing people, but it's kind of okay because he completely let himself go anyway. Donald.
Did you hear the response? He let himself go. He fires people, let himself go.
Oh, that was I got you now.
I think.
All right.
Wow, that's not
that
a joke.
That crowd was so silent.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
They're thinking, huh?
Everything in your house is gold. Who the f*** decorated your house? Flavor Flav's dentist? I'll say this, though. Your wife is hot. The best part is...
Now, you can hear the crowd.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've had it with the situation, and they're starting to boo.
Because they're there to see comedians, not reality TV stars.
She married you for love. Yep. She loves money.
No one cares that he just told a punchline. Well, that's his punchline, yeah.
That's a five-year-old's joke.
Now people are booing the situation, which was so sweet. That's worth watching the repeat on Comedy Central just to watch him twist in the wind. I can't do justice with how much dead response came from the audience to him.
And it sounds like, and I don't know how much it was edited, but it sounds like they left enough in that you can see how uncomfortable it was.
Oh, yeah. So this is when Jeff Ross steps in. People are booing, and Jeff Ross tries to rescue him.
Oh, hey, what are you going to do? Hey!
Now he's yelling, hey, and everybody's going, boo! Hey.
Come on, let him do his thing. Come on.
So Jeff gets up, walks across the stage, talks into the microphone, and pleads with the crowd to let him do his thing. And then the situation continues, and then Jeff Ross pulls up his shirt, and he's got a fat belly, and he's like, this is the situation, and it was so unbelievably uncomfortable, and it was awesome, because it's what the situation should get everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to anywhere.
As opposed to what he told us when we had him on, which is he gets universal love every time he goes out on the street.
It's mall closing time.
That's what he told us, yeah.
And then Jeff Ross came out and did his bit, and Russell Simmons is sitting in the audience.
All right, I love this. Russell Simmons, man, it's great to see you, man. Very cool guy right there. Salute you and all you've done. Are you here to sign Marley Matlin to Def Comedy Jam?
See, beer mug, because she can't hear.
Yes.
And then Jeff turned to Donald Trump and delivered this with Donald Trump's daughter sitting in the front row.
But Donald and I have a lot in common. We both live in New York. We both play golf. We both fantasize about his daughter.
But I'm telling you, here's the thing. Catch a repeat if you can.
Friday night. It'll be on again Friday night.
Yeah, I had to leave out a lot of the dirty stuff because of, you know, our rules and our lawyers. But there's a lot more dirty stuff and Snoop and everybody. But you got to fast forward at least to the situation and watch him bomb like, oh, it was so sweet.
Good times.
I was never more happy.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, one of the most exciting weekends in college sports. Really, the first of three unbelievably exciting weekends in college sports as the NCAA tournament gets ready to get underway. Our friend Matt Money Smith is going to be joining us tomorrow with a preview of March Madness. By the way, the president yesterday made his picks, Kevin. I don't know if you saw this or not.
I didn't.
He's picking all four number one seeds to go to the Final Four. Now, A, that sounds like an easy bet, but B, that never happens, right?
It usually doesn't, yeah.
Almost somebody, where somebody's going to get knocked out along the way.
Yes.
But anyway, great time of year. Looking forward to money coming in tomorrow. Seth Rogen on the show tomorrow. Kevin's boyfriend, Landon Donovan from the Los Angeles Galaxy. And Lisa's boyfriend, Bradley Cooper. Mm. All going to be here tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, the Afro line is on the air. You call us. We play it back. 323-520-AFRO. Rarely have I had a listener who called the Afro line who made such an impression on me as the point that this young man is making. I mean, when you put it that way, it's hard to argue with, right?
That's good. Yeah.
It turned my whole worldview upside down.
I'm down with that.
Here's one, Kevin, I think it's going to change the way you look at things.
Boner.
I mean, really, right? Psycho Mike, who used to work on the Kevin and Bean Show, has taken a leave of absence to go on Dancing with the Stars, debuting on Monday. We'll have his partner, Lacey Schwimmer, from that show joining us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I can't tell if the listeners are missing Mike or not.
Hey, f*** you, Mike. Still not going to watch Dancing with the Stars, dick.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's rough. We were talking about Fruit Ninja. About half our staff is unbelievably addicted to playing Fruit Ninja. And I think this caller is too.
What's up, playing Fruit Ninja?
Wow.
Oh, wait, Fred Schneider calling. I didn't realize that.
That was a stretch.
Kanye West calling the Afro line. What are the chances?
Yeah.
Hey, Haiti, I'm going to let you finish. But Japan had the best earthquake ever.
Okay, all right, thank you, Kanye.
Yesterday,
we spent a little bit of time talking about 13-year-old singing sensation, and I put all of that in quotes, Rebecca Black. She's the one who sings that horrible Friday, Friday, Friday song, which, by the way, is being considered by many to be the worst song in the history of mankind. Now,
yesterday, Thursday, tomorrow, Saturday.
That's what she says in the song, right? Now, I don't know if this guy is trying to be the new Rebecca Black or not, but let's see what he or she has to say.
I bought these fancy shoes, wore them every day since 2008. Now there's a smell coming from my feet, because I have toe jam, now I have toe jam.
Okay, what's going on?
Not everything is a song, people.
What's going on? I told a story about how my pig, Godzilla, who I've had since he was 3 months old, he's 13 now, I saw his penis for the first time ever the other day. It was fairly shocking to me. You'd think that at some point it would have happened, right?
Well, you usually look in the other direction.
So, as I said at the time, now I've seen his penis, so now we're even, and that's what this caller's on the Afro line about.
Bean showed his pig his penis. Bean showed his penis.
If I can speak for Bean, I think he was kidding about that.
I was kidding about that. Of course I was. All right. Naturally, a lot of people are calling to mock me about the daylight saving time that happened this weekend.
Daylight savings. Ooh, Bean's gonna write some letters.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's one more. Same topic.
So, Bean, I did some research, and I found out that you are 100% correct. It is daylight saving time. I also did some more research, and I realized that, yes, it is Bret Michael. It is, of course, Robin Williams. We all love Gene Simmons. Have you ever heard of John Edward? Ever seen the movie Austin Power? Do you like Keith Richards? How about Burt Reynolds? Idiot.
I think he's not on my side. And finally, Beer Mug, a little bit of love for you on the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. With Psycho Mike off Dancing with the Stars, Beer Mug has been filling in the control room, and here's a fan of yours.
Don't hire Beer Mug for things, because he don't know. Hire some homeless bums.
Wow.
The kind that beat kills on Wednesdays. Because they'll do a better job. Psycho Mike, please come back.
Never thought we'd say that.
But don't use producer Dave, because it's not going to be his fault. Kevin, I hope you come back, because this show's his fault.
Got a lot of opinions about a lot of things having to do with our show, doesn't he?
That was beautiful and well sung.
323-520-AFRO if you'd like to leave a message any time of the day or night on the Kevin and Bean Afro line. The 3-year-old in rehab. Next, what's going on in Britain right now? What's this story?
A 3-year-old toddler in the UK has been treated in a hospital for alcoholism.
Okay.
All right, then.
3-year-old. How crazy is that? It's from West Midlands. He's considered to be the youngest alcoholic patient.
I hope there's not a lot of competition for that honor. I hope it's fairly obvious at 3.
Apparently, mom and dad drank a lot and left it out. And the 3-year-old would find it and get smashed 4 or 5 times a week.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's sad.
And then was displaying withdrawal symptoms when he couldn't get more alcohol.
That is sad.
3-year-old in rehab.
We asked producer Alex to find out more about the story. Apparently, we do have the hospital on the line in West Midlands, Britain. Hello there, Kevin and Bean Show calling.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and Bean, how are you?
We're calling about the 3-year-old that you have in your rehab facility there.
I think I am the 3-year-old.
You're answering the phone now?
Oh, well, yes, if I can open a bottle of booze, I can sell the ad through a phone.
Right, but but they don't have somebody for that? Hey,
What? Are you okay? What happened?
I'm just pouring myself a little breakfast.
But I thought you were in the hospital getting treated for alcoholism.
Well, you have to eat breakfast in the hospital, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, don't you hate nurses? They come in and they change your diaper and they look at your naughty bits.
Right.
And I don't have anything to be very proud of right now.
Well, you're not even supposed to be aware of that yet.
I can't.
That's so true.
I can't believe how well you speak for a 3-year-old, especially one who's drunk.
Well, I'm very advanced.
Okay.
In many areas.
Uh-huh.
One of them being amount of alcohol or drink.
Yeah.
The other being in amount of words that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And last one in the number of women I've had.
Okay.
Wait a
minute. It's actually impossible, physically impossible for you to have anything like that going on at 3.
Well, that doesn't mean I don't try. And that's all that counts to is just give it a good old try.
Sure.
Right? But you're so... I'll leave satisfied, if you know what I'm saying. Because I carry a baby bottle with me everywhere I go.
Oh, that's what it is.
isn't laughter the best thing to come out of your mouth other than puke?
That's actually, I would put it above puke.
No, you haven't had a good puke recently.
I would rank it above that, I think.
Sometimes a good puke really makes all the difference
in
your day.
Yeah.
Okay. That's me, though. What do I know? I'm a 3-year-old drunk.
Isn't it possible that you would enjoy life and maybe even live a little bit longer if you weren't drinking so heavily at your age?
Isn't it possible that without drinking, I wouldn't be able to bear a conversation with you?
Oh,
that's true.
Wow, he's turned on us.
That's an excellent point, I think.
That is true. He's turned on us.
How much alcohol does it take for a 3-year-old to get drunk?
Just enough.
Okay.
I found.
All right.
If I have just enough alcohol, everything seems to be better.
I see.
Because sometimes being a 3-year-old's a bitch.
Yeah. What
problems? Everyone's taller than you.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
They all get to tell you what to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
What
well.
Time to go to bed.
Right.
And the food is awful.
Right.
Really?
It's all mushy and blended.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wouldn't give for a good steak.
Well,
what
you,
are you
can't really
about?
Eat a steak at 3. You just don't have the teeth for something
well,
like that.
Well, I'm not supposed to be drinking at 3 either, am I?
Well, that's true.
I like to have a steak. Waiter! Waiter, where's my steak?
There's no waiter. You're in a hospital.
That's another thing about hospitals. You can't find a waiter when you need one.
We're almost out of time, but I have to ask, have you started smoking yet?
You're almost out of time. I'm an alcoholic 3-year-old.
That's true.
Imagine how quick the watch is going for me.
That's a good point.
Is Lacey here yet, Ralph?
I don't know.
Okay.
You mean Lacey?
I don't know, Gary Busey.
What, you mean Lacey?
Lacey, I asked
if Lacey here. Okay.
No, Lacey. I said, is Lacey here yet?
She just
Lacey.
Yeah.
That's a good deal right there. Yeah. Lacey Schwimmer from Dancing with the Stars. She's the poor sucker who's teamed with our own Psycho Mike Catherwood. Dancing with the Stars debuts on Monday night. We'll
it's
get all
good
this.
Good news for Mike.
Of great news for Mike.
Because
bad news for Lacey.
She may be able to drag his no-talent ass into the finals.
Agreed.
But it's got to be a lot of work for her, right?
Right. So frustrating for a professional dancer to start with a complete novice. Yeah, I can't wait to find out how that's been going. Because they've been pretty tight-lipped about the rehearsals so far. But we'll find out what we can coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Amede Show. Now Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I've heard that there is one routine they're working on. I believe it's the Paso Doble.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where Mike lights his farts.
Oh, fantastic. We don't want to see that.
I do.
So I'm thinking they'll probably get 7s from the judges for that, or 10s, or what's good? What's good from those judges? 10s, right? 10s?
I think 10s.
Yeah.
I would guess. I
especially Bruno on the end. He will love it. I love the lighting of the farts.
Well, Mike's dream has been to light a fart on television.
I know.
Remember, that's why he wanted to fill in for Regis that time.
Yeah.
He said it was time to bring that to the network.
And
he failed.
Did he?
No.
He didn't. No.
Backed out, coward.
Failed.
I just think it'd be great. Lacey brings out one of those long, fireplace lighters, you know?
Sure.
And he, flips his legs over his head.
Oh, love it.
It's going to be magic.
Can Mike fart on command? Is he that talented?
Okay. He's that talented.
He's got a gift. Speaking of gifts, I've got some passes to give away. How do you like that transition,
that was
huh?
Great.
Thank you. I've got passes to the world premiere, red carpet world premiere of Sucker Punch. That's right, sucker.
Is it sucker?
No, it's Sucker Punch, okay. But I'm bringing sucker back into the lexicon.
I don't think you
are. That and jive turkey. Listen to me, sucker. I'll punch you like a jive turkey. If you'd like to see Sucker Punch at Grauman's Chinese Theater on Wednesday, March the 23rd, you're in luck. First 3 callers right now, 1-800-520-1067, will get a pair of passes to the red carpet world premiere of Zack Snyder's new exciting film, Sucker Punch. I can't wait to see this movie. If you don't win... don't feel bad, because it's in theaters everywhere March the 25th, so you'll see it soon enough.
But it's a week from this Friday.
That's right. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Our buddy Harvey Levin over at TMZ.com, and of course TMZ, the
television show, was given a hard time by his crew there in the newsroom when he sang My Way on a Dare. But then Paul Anka, the guy who wrote that song, legendarily, of course, recorded by Frank Sinatra, stepped in to save him and got him into the studio, and they recorded their own version of My Way at Capitol Records, where the original was recorded by Frank Sinatra.
That's pretty amazing.
It was. He was right there in the same place that Frank recorded his version, and it didn't help one little bit. I'm kidding. No, it helped a lot. Harvey's version is up on iTunes today, and 100% of the profits from all the sales from iTunes will go to two great charities, Pet Orphans and Ace of Hearts Dog Rescue. So if you want to help some dogs, then buy this song by Harvey Levin.
The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
Standing on. Standing on. So, I'm telling you, that's not an easy note to hit, and Harvey, no. Harvey was right there. Little pitchy dog.
Well, he's not a
singer. Other than that, he's going to the top 13. That's what I did.
Pagow, 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 pagow. I'm sure the Japanese people appreciate all the money being raised for dogs today.
Why do you have to hate?
What? I'm just saying.
Listen, there's a lot of causes ill-timed. All at once.
That's correct.
A lot of money's going to Japan, rightly so. Some people can help dogs. It can be spread around.
You're one to talk about multitasking guy who
I
wrote
understand.
Letters about daylight saving time all weekend.
I know. I'm just saying.
All right. I'm just saying.
Speaking of Japan, Gilbert Gottfried apologized yesterday for his jokes on Twitter about the Japanese and the result of the earthquakes and the tsunami there in Japan. He told The Hollywood Reporter, "I meant no disrespect." Well, that's obvious from the tweets.
Sure. I don't think he has...
My thoughts are with the victims and their families. His thoughts, but not his tweets.
I think Gilbert is one of those comedians who is comedian first, human second. And he goes, is it funny? Then I'll do it, regardless of whatever the fallout is.
Right. And occasionally, but occasionally you have to be a human and understand
right,
that
right, right.
maybe it's not time for that yet.
Here's the thing. You have to live in the world.
Right.
He doesn't live in a comedy club. He lives in a world.
But I don't think he gets that feedback. I mean, he doesn't know where the line is. I think he just runs over it and then people go, hey, too far. And he goes, oh, okay.
Well, maybe losing his job will make some impact. Look, I understand that. I think there's no accounting for taste. And I think in the right situation, everything is open.
If done right.
Right. If done right for comedy. But there really has to be some sort of buffer that you allow before you start making jokes.
And we're saying that.
I know. We never...
I mean, when we're the voice of reason on anything,
you never know where to draw that line.
Come on.
Robert Pattinson says he will continue to rent and never buy a home because he's so afraid a rabid fan will break into his house. He spends a lot of time moving. He keeps moving from apartment to apartment because he's afraid that his rabid Twilight fans will break into his home.
Have we ever heard a story of fans breaking into his apartment?
Nope.
Huh. I mean, they would. Don't get me wrong. I get that. But if they're not doing it...
But are you going to let that rule your life about whether you buy a house or not? You're going to keep moving because you're afraid a fan might break into your house? Here's an idea. Buy a house. Get a fence. There you go. Problem solved.
Plus, wait about 3 months after the last Twilight movie, then you won't have to worry about any fans coming around because they will have moved on to something else.
There we go. Vanessa Hudgens says she loves being a big-time actress, not just because of the fame and the fortune, but because she gets free stuff.
All right.
She was at New York's Fashion Week, and she said it was amazing when she returned to her hotel room. A ton of designers had left bags and bags of beautiful free clothes for her to own. Just when you can afford to buy your stuff, that's when they start giving it to you for free.
That is weird.
Sadly, though, no one left her a personal groomer or razor.
I figured she already had that covered?
No. They couldn't have if they'd seen the most recent photos of Vanessa Hudgens that have been leaked on the internet.
She's really happy about that, I hear, as well.
About the photos being leaked on the internet? Yes. She's very pleased.
Very happy.
All I'm saying is a Braun electric shaver would work.
Right.
Gillette, perhaps a Venus made specifically for women's needs.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Some shaving cream and a blade of some sort.
Right.
Would do her a world of good.
And no matter how many free clothes she gets, she doesn't seem to be able to wear any of those when photos are taken.
That is true.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just saying.
A little trim wouldn't hurt.
I'm not going to kill you.
Tom Hanks has announced he is playing the captain of the cargo ship who surrendered to Somali pirates rather than have his crew leave the ship with the pirates. Remember that story?
Is that the one
Captain
where we killed
them? Richard Phillips? Yeah. Yeah. Spent 3 days with pirates in a lifeboat until Navy SEALs were able to free him with a daring raid that left three of the pirates dead. Afterwards, the captain wrote a book, and that's what the movie is based on, and Hanks will play the captain in that story. That sounds good. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, me too.
And congratulations to Ryan Phillippe. Once again, looks like he's going to be a dad. His former girlfriend, Alexis Knapp, is pregnant and due in June.
Former girlfriend?
Yeah, the two of them broke up in late September.
Okay.
So, that happened. Sources say Ryan is more than happy to take a paternity test once the babies are born, and then he'll start being a dad once he's got the proof. Ah, what a great way to start a family.
That is the way to do it.
That really is.
I got the impression it was a very brief relationship, and maybe a kid is not the memento you want from that.
If there only was some way...
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
...to keep people from getting pregnant when they have sex.
Why there was can't some they figure sort that out?
Contraption or perhaps a pill or something you could take that could keep unwanted pregnancies from happening.
Where are you, science?
Science? Why are you wasting your time with the Hubble telescope? Well, what we... When what we need is some sort of barrier that keeps sperm from traversing an obstacle course and ending up in an ovum.
Hey, like you said, build a fence, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant.
Her fault. Not this time.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Jerry Lewis is 85 years old today. Victor Garber from Alias is 62. Eric Estrada also celebrates his 62nd birthday. Flava Flav of Public Enemy is 52. Lauren Graham is 44. Judah Friedlander of 30 Rock celebrates his 42nd birthday. Blake Griffin from the LA Clippers celebrates his 22nd. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Lacey Schwimmer from Dancing with the Stars. Hey. In studio. Lacey,
hi,
welcome.
Guys.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's crazy to be here.
Oh, well, it's crazy Lacey. To meet you.
Oh, Lacey.
I know. Poor Lacey. We have so many questions for Lacey. But let me start by saying, in the interest of total and complete honesty, we are not your Dancing with the Stars crowd or your Dancing with the Stars show over here.
You don't say.
I know it's hard to believe when you listen to our program. But when we saw that you drew the shortest possible straw and were paired up with our friend Mike Catherwood, we thought, oh, somebody's got to step in and save this woman and help her and do anything we can for her. What can we do for her? You must be going to psychological counseling and everything by now after working with Mike for 2 weeks, right?
No. You know what's funny is we're like two peas in a pod. It's kind of
sad.
Yeah. I mean, I like go around the dance studio like drawing penises and, you know, taping up penises and all that stuff.
I had to literally make rules in here. Like, you can draw penises, but not in my paperwork.
Yeah, I know.
Had to make a rule about it.
I know. I didn't really think we would have that much in common, but then, you know, he walks in and immediately just farts, like, the
right.
first time that's he walked
Mike.
In.
That's our boy.
Do you have a number of farts that you've eaten?
Oh, from Mike
yeah.
or just in general?
Oh, just...
You know,
well, I know you had Steve-O before, so...
Yeah. No, I mean, Steve-O used to put his boogers in his pocket, so I'm kind of used to the whole gross thing.
Wow.
What is going on over there?
Are you the specialist for window lickers?
You know, apparently, I seem to get the kind of edgy, like, random, crazy people, and apparently they think I'm crazy, too.
All right, how do they pick? Do you draw straws? How does it happen?
No.
Do the other dancers make fun? Do they go, ah, you got the guy no one's heard of?
No, all the girls have a crush on him on the show,
sure.
So, you know. I'm the lucky girl, apparently.
How do you pick, honestly?
You know, it's really up to producers. They
they just pair you up with someone and you don't have much say?
About personality, height. It has a lot to do with just,
I bet.
Know.
I thought height would have a lot to do with it since
yes.
you're out there as a partner. So do you have, I mean, do you care when you're on Dancing with the Stars? And obviously this is your fourth season. Does it matter to you who they give you?
No. I mean, I think it's exciting. You know, I mean, I knew who Mike was. So I was super excited when they said that he was on the show. And then I found out that I got him and I was like, yeah, but I'd never
then
seen his face.
Him. Right.
So I thought he was going to be some old like guy who's just on the radio. No
easy,
offense, you guys.
Easy,
no
easy, lady. Come on.
I don't blame you.
But I mean, he's a good-looking dude. He has a
everybody
great body.
Everybody thinks, by the way, that DJs all look like Tom Likas. And I just am here to say that it's not true, okay? There is occasionally, there's a psycho Mike. So, all right, so you get paired with Mike, and it sounds like you knew who he was, so you're excited. But you have no idea how little dancing experience he has until you actually get a chance to meet him. I mean, here's a guy, Mike, who's never even danced socially, much less anything near the level that you're going to attempt to teach him to do.
Right. He told me, he was like, the only reason why I've ever danced in my life is to make people laugh. And yeah. I was like, oh, great. Well, I mean, I guess it's not that different from this show, but, you know, it's
completely different.
You know, you're still making people laugh either way.
Yeah,
you
know? But unintentionally on your show.
Yeah, but
in real life, he really does dance. He has a whole list of dances that he does make people laugh.
Okay. I've definitely seen him, yeah.
But you have.
Do you ever yell out, "Do the sprinkler" and stuff like that? Just to keep them loose.
Yeah, you know he likes the hip thrust. That's his favorite.
He does.
Sure. Oh, interesting.
How many times have you experienced that?
With body contact.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. I mean, look, you do it because you love to dance, and you always have. And I get that, and I get why it's exciting for you, and it's a great job for you. I really do.
But was every a great job for
but you show up there, and how frustrating must it be for you as a professional to be dragging his carcass around the floor for 6 hours a day, knowing how bad he is at it, and think, man, in a few days we're going to be on live national television, and it is a reflection on you how poorly he does.
Oh, gee, thanks, guys.
No pressure.
The support.
No pressure.
No, you know, he's actually, I know this is weird to say, but he's actually really committed. Like, he comes into rehearsals and he's like, I really want to work hard today. And, you know, he's super into it, which is so cool to see. And he really is working hard. I can't say enough good things.
Working hard, good.
Yes.
Does that translate to good dancing? Doesn't always.
He definitely has potential. It didn't start out so hot. It didn't start out hot at all.
Right, yeah.
But he is really getting better, and he's a little stiff because he has a whole lot of muscle on him. But I think the women are going to see past that.
Sure.
Now, talk to me. This is the voice of the beautiful Lacey Schwimmer in on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way. We're talking about Dancing with the Stars, debuting this Monday night at 8 on ABC. Lacey is dancing with our own Psycho Mike. Tell me about the attitude of, he's not there because he wants to be on for a couple of weeks and it's going to be a yuck for his friends. Mike is there with the intention of going all the way. I mean, that's what he's got his sights on, right?
I mean, isn't everybody, though, when they go on
I don't
the
think
show?
So. I don't think everybody, like Adam Carolla, I don't think was on that show because he thought he could win it. I think he thought it would be fun.
But I think probably.
But Mike is super competitive, and I bet he thinks if I outwork everybody else, even if I don't have the innate natural ability or experience, then I can go really far in this competition just from sheer will.
You know, he definitely is very competitive, and I've seen that side of him. However, the whole rehearsal is all laughing. Like, he really isn't that serious of a person anyway.
Right.
But
not
he is taking the dancing part serious, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last year, you went all the way to the finals with a guy no one had ever heard of, Kyle Massey, right?
Yes.
I mean, he was a Disney star. He's like Chelsea Kane, who's on this season. I'd never heard of who that person is. And a lot of what goes into Dancing with the Stars is the audience vote, is the popularity of the people involved. What have you talked to Mike about with that in terms of how to win over the home viewer for people who may be seeing him for the first time?
He's just got to whore himself out. I mean, the thing is like, he definitely needs the votes. He definitely needs the support. And, you know, I have more Twitter fans than he does, so. So I'm telling my fans to follow him, and you know it's a game, it really is. But you know, it helps that you guys are on a radio station, right?
But then you've got Sugar Ray Leonard, you got Ralph Macchio, you got Petra Nemkova, you got Romeo, you got Heinz Ward, who's won a Super Bowl. I mean, these are people who people respond to because they know who they are. Don't they have an advantage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, are you saying that we're pretty much screwed?
Yeah.
So, okay, good.
I formed it as a nicer question, but yes.
I mean, he will. I mean, look, part of the reason he's on Dancing with the Stars is because chicks love to look at him. So he definitely is going to get some votes from that point, right? Just like on American Idol, there have been some terrible singers. Sanjaya comes to mind, a terrible singer, but little girls thought he was cute, so they picked up the phone and voted for him.
Really?
And you're hoping for some of that? Yes, I'm afraid so.
He was right.
No, you know, the definite advantage in Mike's favor is that he is extremely good looking.
Right.
And I think a lot of the cougars across America are going to be purring for him. So we're going to roll with that. I'm trying to have him take his clothes off, but he's a little hesitant.
Oh, please.
You want to see it.
He won't take his shirt off off to save his parents' life.
What is that about? Do you know that when he's changing in rehearsals, he will face away from me so I don't see his nipples?
Yes. Here's the thing about Psycho Mike. He's effed up in the head because if I had his body, I would walk around all day everywhere with no shirt. Here's the thing, though. He's home by himself. He told us this. He's home by himself. No one else in the house. When he takes a shower, He gets the water running. He opens the shower door, and then at the very last second, he takes off his shirt and gets
yes,
in.
Yes, yes, and then puts it right back on.
What kind of craziness is that? There's no one else there to see him.
Here's the thing: he paraded around in a Speedo on stage with a bunch of people watching.
I videotaped that.
How can he not show just a camera or two his nipples? I don't understand.
I don't either.
And I'm asking the same question of you, Lacey Schwimmer, by the way, while we're talking about it. Let's not be so stingy with the nipples.
Well, you need to step up and do what he won't.
You know what? I guess I'll take one for the team and just take my top off.
All right, good enough.
I bet if you were willing to take your top off in front of him, he would take his top off in front of you.
He's tried. He's definitely tried, for sure.
I bet he has. All right. Well, we have many more questions. Dancing with the Stars debuts this Monday night. Please vote for Lacey and Mike,
yes,
and we will
please.
Talk more with our guest, Lacey Schwimmer, right after this on the Kevin and Bean. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Monday night, Dancing with the Stars debuts for the brand new season. This is season 12, I want to say. Is that right, Lacey?
Yeah, isn't that
crazy? Your fourth season?
This is my fifth.
Your fifth season already. Wow. The reason Lacey is here, by the way, is because she is partnered with our own Psycho Mike. Now, you see Beer Mug, the ugly man standing behind Kevin, Lacey. That's the job that Psycho Mike did until 2 weeks ago. What Beer Mug is doing is Mike's job. That's where Mike has been with us for the last 5 years.
Wow.
And now he's off dancing with you. Now, tell me, I have to ask you about this because dancing is very sensual. Especially on your show, there are a lot of dances you do that require a tremendous amount of rehearsal and a tremendous amount of body contact. There have to be stories. There have to be incidents. There have to be misunderstandings with all of the all of the contestants and all of the professionals. And I guess there have been some hookups. But tell me how you handle that. Tell me what that's like. For speaking for yourself and also from the experience you've had with the other dancers.
Well, you know, it's different for everybody. I haven't really ever had a partner where I could be super sexy or sensual with them. So I've never really hooked up with one of my partners yet.
What does that mean? You didn't have a partner where you could be sexual?
Well, my first partner was Lance Bass, who's gay.
Right.
So that was just not ever going to happen.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then I had Mark DeCoscos, who was married with 3 children, and he's significantly older than I was.
Okay.
Then I had Steve-O, who was just, I can't.
How dare you?
That's the best thing I've ever heard anyone say about Steve-O. Just, I can't.
Wait,
I would do Steve-O. Come
really?
On.
Really?
You would do it for the
He's
comedy,
brought
though,
me
Kevin.
So much joy.
The stuff that he puts in his mouth.
Well,
like,
how bad can it be?
No.
All right.
Just no.
All right, I'm with you on
and,
that.
And then I had Kyle, who's 19. And,
okay.
You know, just not my type. And
right.
Then we have Mike.
Mike. Now, do you have a boyfriend?
I don't.
Okay. Have you already had sex with Mike?
Not.
No. Okay. Has he tried?
Okay.
Kind of, but no. He's kind of scared of me. He's the game, no game guy.
He is. He's the guy who likes to joke around and act like he has game, but then when he's alone with you, he gets a little nervous.
Very nervous.
Because you're hot, and now he doesn't really know
how.
He's awkward around hot
shit. Here's the weird thing. I will talk to him, and we're in dance position, and he will stand as far away from me as possible, because either, one, I have insanely bad breath, or I smell bad,
nope.
Or there's something on my face.
No, it's just him.
And it's crazy. He won't even look at me.
Okay, I have 2 questions to ask you on that topic that I've heard Mike say in other interviews. Maybe it was on Extra or Entertainment Tonight, mm-hmm. One of the shows. One is, he said, and tell me if this is true, that he was so afraid of getting a boner in rehearsal that he's wearing multiple pairs of underwear and strapping little Mike down so it doesn't offend you.
Well, he already told me that it is definitely a little Mike, but,
sure.
You know, he wears this bamboo underwear that is apparently suction cupping everything together.
What?
And he had me feel it. He was just like, hey, listen.
Wait, bamboo underwear?
Yeah, apparently it's made out of bamboo.
What the hell's going on?
But for the reason that I described, that he's just trying to keep everything tucked in?
Yeah, he just wants to make sure when I'm bumping and grinding on him, because he calls me a thick white girl because I have a booty. Right? Okay,
uh-huh.
Good.
Sure.
So, you know, he just wants to make sure that nothing pops out. Although the other day he did, he was hugging me from behind, and he was just like, oh, wait, oh.
That's him being funny.
He's like, wait, I might get a boner.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You know?
Kevin,
how
many times have you heard that? I mean, come on.
Probably 25 times.
All right. And
let me go.
And part two of my question is, and tell me if this was a joke or if something happened. It seemed to me that in this interview that I saw, you were saying that on multiple occasions, Mike has dropped his pants and you've seen what's going on down there.
No, definitely. It's more than once, for sure.
Sure.
What's happening in the rehearsal studio?
What do you think? He's Mike.
You know what's funny is, half of our rehearsals are of us laughing and goofing off and him trying to show me his nuts.
Sure.
And the other half... The other half is me just sitting on the floor watching him, making sure that he's doing what he's supposed to. Mm-hmm. And then he, meditates in rehearsal, and then he'll, flip me over and try to, give
catch
me a little
glance.
Action.
Glance?
Sure,
well, that
course.
Happens anyway. My butt comes out of my pants all the time. Like, it just happens. It's with the territory.
All right,
I'm half naked in rehearsals, so it's like, you know, I get it. But, you know, he tends to show me everything. He was really polite, though. The first time, I was like, whip out your nuts. I don't even know what the conversation...
I'm sorry, you said that.
Well, we had a conversation.
That's a good icebreaker.
I was like, daring him. I was like, okay,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, no, I dared him. I was like, you know, all right, fine, whip out your nuts type thing. And he's like, okay. But he was polite enough to hide the shaft so that I didn't have to see that part of it.
I don't think we
can
get quite that in-depth with that conversation.
But Lacey Schwimmer and her potty mouth are here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dancing with the Stars debut is Monday. We only have a couple of minutes left.
I have to ask a question, Bean. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. No, go ahead. We have time for a few more.
All right. So, you know when a girl will speak orally to a guy, right? Right?
Right.
We're talking about conversation.
Sure. Why do we give Kevin a question here? And what's going on?
Because Mike's dream in life is to make that happen for himself. He wants to be able to talk to himself.
He wants to cut out the middleman and pass the savings on to himself.
Exactly. Yes.
So has he tried to make that happen?
Well,
has he gotten you to push on his back as he does every woman he comes across?
Remember when he did that to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? It was so embarrassing.
No, he takes yoga for that specific reason. He really wants to get his back flexible so that he can bend over and,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
So he was really jealous. I told him that one of the dancers on our show, Mark, can actually do that to himself.
Oh, that's a dream of his.
And he didn't believe me.
He must have died.
Yeah, no, he didn't believe me. So I brought Mark in, and Mark was just like, yeah, I'll show you. So he whips it out. Just go for it. And
this is the filthiest show on television.
And,
who knew?
You know, Mike was severely upset.
Mike's been trying to do that for, how old is he?
He was 32 yesterday.
Since he was six, he's been trying to do that.
I know.
What a burn.
He just can't catch a break.
Oh, that's so great.
Let me ask you this, Lacey. You guys you're in your own space when you're rehearsing with Mike. So are you completely unaware of how the other couples are doing in their rehearsals? Like, you have no idea what they're going to bring until Monday night when you see it live?
Well, the funny thing is that Dancing with the Stars built a studio for us, but there's a huge room in which we can sneak into, like, the ceiling and watch the couples.
Oh,
so a lot of us do. Yeah, I mean, I definitely admit to it. I'm sorry, everybody.
And do the professional dancers talk? Like,
we talk, but a lot of people are competitive on the show.
Oh, so they don't want to tell you?
No, they want to keep it a secret. Like, ooh, we're so good, you know. I'm not that
And
way.
They might be
Whatever.
Terrible, but
exactly.
They're just trying.
Okay. Now, we had the guy in from Bodog.com last week. I don't know if you heard it, but they released odds on the internet that you could bet. And by the way, Lisa May, tell Lacey what you did when you got the odds.
I bet $50 on Mike.
Wow.
To win it all.
Yeah.
To win it all,
well,
right.
At least you didn't bet 500. I'm glad that you might be losing 50.
No, she's getting 16 to 1 odds.
16
yeah,
to 1.
It's $800 if I win.
Come on.
And that
oh
was my
God.
Question. When you heard that your couple was 16 to 1 to win the thing, is that a slap in the face or
challenge?
Bulletin board material? Or what is that?
That kind of scares me now. I really want to go rehearse with them now.
Yeah.
I don't want to let you guys down.
Yeah. It's not us. It's just Lisa. It's fine.
All right, Lisa. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
She knew it was a risk.
I thought it would make it more fun.
It would be, yeah. I hear that you're like the resident Dancing with the Stars person on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would just use some of the money that they paid me not to watch it in the past.
By the way, I hear that you have a $20 bet anytime someone hits Mike in the crotch area.
Yes.
That you give him $20.
That happened for a long, long time, yes.
Well, you owe me like $200.
All right. But we need proof. We need proof.
Well,
so
I can bring him in or
all
something.
Right. If you do it in front of me, then fine. That's the deal. There is a bounty on
okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay.
That does exist.
Monday night, you know Mike pretty well now. You've been spending a lot of days with him.
Yes.
How nervous is he going to be when he's on live national network television preparing to dance, a skill he'd never attempted until 2 weeks ago?
Well, you know, it's one of the number one TV shows in America.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
it is.
I think that he's a little nervous to be in front of that many people that he's never, you know.
Millions of people. And he's so out of his element. That's the thing.
I'll admit it. He is. However, I think he's more nervous about the fact of, like, groping me in public and having people see it. I think that he's worried about trying to be sexy, you know?
Right. So.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're telling me that he has the green light to grope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you should do the show. Then you can grope me, too.
Wow.
He's got issues.
I didn't know that was part of it. You don't turn that down.
In general terms, Mike's not going to be one of these guys who's gone in like a week or two, right? I mean, please tell me he's got legs and that you guys are going to go pretty deep into the competition.
It depends on the viewers and the voters. I mean, if you guys pump him and get some people to vote,
I'd rather not.
That's the only one, Lazy. All right. Well, we're calling on all Kevin and Bean audiences listening to the show around the country, Dancing with the Stars, Monday night at 8 on ABC. Whatever you do, even if you don't watch, find out the phone number to call and vote for Psycho Mike Catherwood and Lacey Schwimmer.
Lacey.
I hope that we get a chance to talk to you again here pretty soon. Thank you so much for coming in. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I like that Lacey Schwimmer, by the way.
Yeah.
She's awesome. That must kill Mike every day to be so close to her and not get any of that.
But
you know
he can't.
What I'm saying?
That's the thing.
I know he can't.
She tries to pull him closer and he won't.
I know.
What
he's
a
got
waste.
Because he's effed up in the head.
What a waste.
Adam Carolla next hour with This Week in Rage. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Ralph brought to our attention, I guess it blew up big over the weekend. After the weekend, there were 2 million YouTube views of this 13-year-old named Rebecca Black and her truly, truly awful song called Friday. Now it's up to 9 million views on YouTube, which means that it's got to be one of the most listened to songs in America right now.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's not getting rave reviews.
No, it's not. Most people are listening to it, frankly, because it's one of the worst things that's ever been done. And it's, like I said, a little 13-year-old with terrible lyrics, terrible singing, terrible auto-tuned production. And here's a little bit of the original, and then we'll tell you what is really a surprising P.S. to the story after you hear Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, weekend Friday.
Tell me.
Fun.
She just said fun.
And she says it like she's a hostage or something. I mean, there's no one has ever had less fun saying fun than she has.
Yeah.
It's not her fault. She's 13, dude. But what they do to her voice with the production and the auto-tune is just terrible.
I hear you.
So it's blowing up. It's huge. She's been a trending topic on Twitter since Friday. You can't get away from if you're on the internet, you can't get away from this Rebecca Black. Well, now, Kevin, it looks like the celebrities are starting to realize how white hot this is. Now they're jumping in. You know, there's all these remixes.
Oh, I've seen the remixes.
And remakes, yeah. Now celebrities are trying to get on the Friday tip, and they're doing their own versions of the song. What's up with this?
Should we say who it is?
Yes, I thought you might.
All right, I'm sorry. Hey, people, this is Harrison Ford.
What?
Now?
Harrison Ford doing Friday?
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying. Partying, partying. Fun, 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 fun. Look good forward to the weekend.
That's not helping Harrison Ford any.
Not even the production could help him.
Now that Nate Dogg is gone, at least we've still got Harrison Ford. Uh-huh. So he's one of the celebrities. And I guess Governor Schwarzenegger, we've talked about, he may go back to acting. He's looking for jobs to do now that he's no longer running California. And I guess he is also trying to get some press out of doing this Friday song.
It's Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah! Partying, partying, yeah! Fun, 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 fun. Look good forward to the weekend.
Again, I'm not doing him any favors either. All right, who's this last one by?
I believe it's David Bowie.
David Bowie singing Friday.
It's Friday, Friday.
Different music.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Hey,
everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday.
Right.
Getting down on Friday.
Got it.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah.
You can see the
fun, 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 fun.
looking forward to the weekend. Yesterday was Thursday, Thursday. Today is Friday, Friday. We so excited. We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday. And Sunday comes afterwards. I don't want this weekend to end. Friday, 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 Friday.
Happy Friday.
Thursday was yesterday.
Got it, now it works.
Today is Friday, tomorrow Saturday. Sunday comes afterwards.
Come on.
Now that one I like better than Rebecca Black. I think that one does some favors.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:53.
The Ace Man joins us right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Beach Show this week in Rage with our friend Adam Carolla. Ralph Graham is here now with Showbiz Beef. What's going on, Ralph?
Ralph used to be his roommate, by the way.
Yes. I've seen Adam in his underwear. He's seen me in considerably less than my underwear.
Sorry I brought it up.
Would you like to see that?
No.
Yes, you not would. Nate Dogg is gone. Best known for his work with Snoop and Tupac, Ludacris, Warren G. He's passed away at the age of 41 years old.
We had him on a Kevin Bean Christmas album a few years ago. Remember we did that piece with him and Snoop Dogg when we used to put the Christmas records. Yeah. Very generous with his time. Super great guy to work with. Did a nice job for us.
Suffered from serious health problems in recent years, including two strokes. One in 2007, another in 2008. So, he wasn't in good health, but I don't think anyone expected this. So, sad news. Also sad news, I'm sure, for Bean. The lead singer for the Atlanta Rhythm Section is gone.
Oh, believe me. Don't think I wasn't upset last night.
I don't know who that is.
Come on. Kevin, you know. Imaginary Lover. Remember that song?
No.
Oh.
How about I am so into you, I can't get to nothing else. You remember that one, Kevin?
That song?
I don't know who any of those people are.
Wow. A quick bit
again. And then I saw Nate Dogg died, and I thought, well, that's it. Nobody's going to remember the ARS guy, because now Nate Dogg's the bigger name who died in the same news cycle. So screw that.
You were sad because the Atlanta Rhythm Section guy wasn't going to get his due?
Wasn't going to get his good press, because
ARS guy.
The ARS guy.
The ARS. You don't have time to say sure. Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Sure.
Going to cut right to ARS.
I'm saying, even in death, there's some guy stealing his thunder. It's very sad.
And that isn't bad enough. There's a new singer on the scene that is changing the way everyone looks at music.
Okay.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. He is like the Rebecca Black of our generation. He is white hot, singing the classic Sinatra song, My Way. Now, Harvey was singing this on TMZ Live, and his newsroom made fun of him.
They should have.
As they should have.
Yeah.
But Harvey has stepped up his game. He's went into the studio with the guy who wrote the song, Paul Anka. They worked on it together. Now he's got his own single rendition of My Way, which is available for purchase on iTunes. Today, 100% of the profits will go towards two great charities, Pet Orphans and Ace of Hearts Dog Rescue. But that is all really just a sidebar to the real story, which is America has a great new songster. And that person is Harvey Levin.
And not the one. Of one in ears, the record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
What the hell was that?
Oh,
one of the worst I've ever heard. I hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Honey, I like you, but you're just not right for this competition.
Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
Be a little harsh.
Wow. Picking on Harv.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's terrible.
No. Come on.
He's not a singer.
No, but he's putting himself out there for a good cause to raise money for the dogs, and, you know, congratulations.
That's right.
Well done.
It's like a song that we feature on Hollywood Babylon called Anne Heche's Butthole. That also is now on iTunes, raising money for charity.
Who sings that, Ralph?
A singer-songwriter named Dan Lewisell wrote it for our Hollywood Babylon podcast that Kevin Smith and I do. And it is a smash hit that is sweeping the nation, and a lot of good charities going through it to raise money for breast cancer. So,
all right.
No way to go to iTunes and check out Anne Heche's Butthole. Which was a song that was a tribute originally to the fact that if you rent Psycho, the remake by Gus Van Sant,
mm-hmm.
this shot-for-shot remake of the Alfred Hitchcock classic Psycho, Vince Vaughn stars in the Tony Perkins role as Norman Bates. There's a scene in that film, legendarily, you know, this is no spoiler alert for anyone who's been alive for the past 50 years. Janet Leigh in the original film, she gets killed in the shower, the famous shower scene, right?
Right.
With the stabbing in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Anne Heche took over that role in the remake.
Right.
And when she falls out of the tub in the remake, she exposes perhaps a little bit more than she expected to.
Is this one of those things where you have to...
freeze frame it?
Freeze frame
yes,
it?
Oh, but right. You will see a portion of Anne Heche that I think only heretofore Ellen DeGeneres had seen. Really.
I wonder what part that is.
Well, you can probably figure it out by now.
Hmm.
And no, so fan of the show wrote this song and dedicated it to that part of her body, and it is wildly entertaining and enormously catchy.
All right. I have to check it out.
I'm in. You should check it out. The chorus ends in, wonder what's inside. So you should check out that song when you get a chance.
Maybe not.
All the proceeds go to the charity. Speaking of Hollywood Babylon, if you want to see me and Kevin Smith do our thing, it is this Friday night at 10 o'clock at the Universal City Walk, John Lovett's Comedy Club, 10 o'clock Friday night. John is kind enough to let me and Kevin go up on stage and do our Hollywood Babylon show, and it's a podcast, and it's a good time, and food and alcohol, and everyone has a good time. Ralph, BabylonRalph.com is the website if you'd like to get more information.
Every Saturday night.
Nope. Usually
every Friday night.
Usually Saturday nights. This week, Friday at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I see.
So you got it? No?
You're trying to weed out Friday? The people who aren't smart.
That's right. I'm trying to make people pay attention. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jerry Lewis is 85 years old today. Victor Garber celebrates his 62nd birthday. Eric Estrada is also 62. Flava Flav is 52 years old. Lauren Graham is 44. Where's Lauren currently? On Parenthood, is that correct?
Yes, she's on Parenthood.
She, of course, was in Gilmore Girls. That's probably how she became a big, big star. Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. He's the
what do you think he's doing for his birthday today?
Oh, he's got a hat on and says, happy birthday to me, I'm guessing. He's got one of those trucker caps, and he's got letters on it that says, happy birthday
hilarious?
To me. Oh, it's so funny, because you never know what he's going to wear.
You don't know what it's going to be.
He's
see,
good.
See, every time Tina Fey walks into her writer's room on 30 Rock, he's got a different hat
it's
on.
It's different every time.
It's crazy.
It's funnier every time as it is different. He is 42 years old, and Blake Griffin is 22 years old. Your Los Angeles Clippers.
Just take a year out.
Oh, take the year out of the Los Angeles Clippers.
There you go.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
10-4. Only song we've ever played, I think, that ends that way. It is the world-famous K-Rock at 7 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Getting a little bit of pushback, by the way, on our complaining about the Friday song from Rebecca Black. For instance, Nick, a listener in Abilene, Texas, writes, hey, Kevin and Bean, coming from the radio station, I hold solely responsible for fireflies a couple years back. I don't think you guys could be busting on this chick's chops. They both effing suck. So I guess a little sub for everybody there. All right, you're listening to Kevin and Beach on a Wednesday. That means we catch up with our friend Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. He'll be at the Wiltern Theater Saturday, May 21st. Jimmy Kimmel will be the very special guest. Hey, Span, have you talked to Jimmy since he narrowly cheated death over vacation last week?
Yeah, I did, and he's still in one piece. He actually... You know, it's in his contract that if something happens to him, I take over the show.
I didn't realize that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I always have mixed feelings about him cheating death.
Do you want him to go? You sort of want
him. I'm not going to cut his brake lines. He's
right.
He's your friend, but, you know, I'm saying, it's like one of these things. It's like some rich uncle you don't know that well, and you're in the
right.
will. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, God forbid anything would happen. You wouldn't make it happen, but if it's a tsunami that takes him out, it's in God's hands. Who are you to argue?
That's And essentially, a tsunami is if a tsunami takes out a late night show host, that's really the ultimate cancellation.
It
you know
is.
What I mean? That's
sure.
That's God just saying, I don't like your monologue. I just don't like it.
If that happened, a lot of late night hosts would already be dead, and that's not
true.
The case.
That's a good point.
It's true.
Yeah.
AdamCarolla.com is where you go for all of Adam's podcasts and his schedule, his book, and 50 Years Will All Be Chicks. May 21st at the Wiltern with Jimmy Kimmel, and then May 22nd at the Grove of Anaheim. It is Wednesday. That means it is time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Number three, working down to number one, everybody with their dogs and their entitlement. You know, I want to say this to everyone and their dogs. They're a part of your family, but they're not a part of my family. Let me tell you what happened to me over the weekend. It sounds unbelievable. I have a water cooler, and I keep it in my garage because I'm down there quite often, and I keep a cup, and it's on top of the water cooler, and on the cup it says, do not touch, because I've had too many people that don't speak English bust it somewhere where I can't find it.
Right.
So it says, do not touch. It sits on top of my water cooler, and that's what I use when I'm down in the garage.
Okay.
The other day I walk into the garage, it's filled up, and it's on the floor. And I think, how the hell did this get here? And I think maybe my kids got hold of it and were screwing around. I am confused. The following Monday, my assistant Jay comes over. I say, Jay, how did this cup get filled up and put onto the floor of the garage? And he says, I don't know. I never touched it. And then he stops and he says, oh, wait a minute. Your buddy John came by and he brought his dog. I said, he brought his dog? Yeah, and he was asking where some water was for his dog. This guy walked over to my water cooler, grabbed my cup that says, do not touch, that sits on top of the water cooler, filled it up, and put it on the ground for his dog to get some refreshment.
Well, surely do not touch meant unless your dog needs a drink.
I just thought, it's officially gone too far. People bringing their dogs on the airplanes, people their dogs into restaurants. Enough already with your dogs. They're dogs. Let's treat them like they do in other countries where they either kick them or eat them
Let's not do that.
I don't think we want to go that
terrible
far.
Terrible advice.
But it's okay if they don't drink out of your water dish. I'm fine with going that far.
Yeah. I got a water cup, by the way, Dean. I know you drink out of a water dish that your wife fills up once a week.
I get right down there on the floor with tater tot. What are you kidding me?
He has a trough.
I'm telling you. Did you have your human kibble this morning? I'm just saying, people, enough with... I know you love your pets, whether it's the one that's sniffing our buttholes or it's growling at us or whatever it is. Just relax. Keep them at home.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Enjoy
okay.
them at home. Drinking out of my water cup. Next, the grading system. I'm tired of hearing about these kids. You know, I know it's old man Carolla, but you hear about these kids. My kid's got a 4.8 GPA. 4.8. It's 4. It goes up to 4. No, he's got a 4.7, 4.8. I don't know when this happened. I know it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, each digit you get above a 4, in my eyes, you become a bigger douchebag, number one. So you're not helping your case. You get to 4, you're cool. You get to 4.1, you're douchebag. 4.2, bigger douchebag.
Wow.
And where does it end? What's my kid going to be doing? He's going to be pulling down a 7.9? It's 4. It's like 100%. They yell 110%, but it's still just 100%. That, by the way, mixed with the SATs going up to 2,400, it's all screwed up now.
It's very confusing now. You're right about that.
There's no longer can you compare somebody else's someone else's, he got a 1,500 on his SATs and it was a 3.9 student. Now he's that would be retarded by today's standards, right?
Sure.
I'm just saying. Leave it at 4, and let's bring the SATs back to 1,600. I never took them. Thankfully, I didn't waste my time with that nonsense. And look at me now.
Look at you now.
Literally a millionaire.
Right.
Literally a millionaire. That's right.
Literally never took the SATs. Last but not least, and this is something I'm wildly passionate about. I've been traveling quite a bit lately. Hotel lighting. Now, hear me out. In-room lighting. Sometimes you go into the hotel, and you flip the switch and the light goes on by the desk or on the nightstand or in the hall or whatever. But sometimes you flip a switch and the light don't go off. And then you have to walk over to the light, and they're all different. Some of them are on a switch. Sometimes you have to go feel around the base because it's got that little push button, a little metal push button. Sometimes it's got the turn button. Sometimes you got to do that thing where you peek through the lampshade to see if there's the one that's up top by the bulb. Other times, and this is where it gets diabolical, I was in your beloved Seattle on Sunday night, Bean.
Yes,
I couldn't shut the lamp. I flipped every switch in the place. I looked for every switch on the lamp. I had to follow the cord. Down the cord 4 feet was that roller switch hidden behind the desk. Really? Do you think I live in this room? Do you need 5 different modalities for turning the lights on and off within one room? You couldn't put everything on a goddamn switch? Really? Can't we just standardize this? Should we really be searching lamps? I've had to unplug lamps and unscrew bulbs just to go to bed because I couldn't find the goddamn switch.
And this is a do-it-yourself guy, Adam Carolla. Right.
Yes, I literally followed the cord down behind the desk, down the wall, hands and knees like a prostitute, and shut, like a common street whore, to shut this lamp. And I thought, why would you put the switch 4 feet away from where the lamp is? And what was so wrong with that little chain? Remember that little chain that hung
there?
Sure,
sure.
That was satisfying. It felt good. It felt so good you would do it twice. Click, click, click. There we go.
It does seem like life has gotten unnecessarily complicated. But Ace Man, when you're running things, it's all going to be different. That's what I'm saying.
I'm in charge.
The book is called "In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks." It's the funniest thing I read last year. You can get that at AdamCarolla.com and an update on all of Adam's live appearances, including the upcoming Wiltern and Grove shows in May. Ace Man, have a great week, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, yeah.
Ralph Garman, you've been a trooper today, man. I know you feel like crap, but thank you for coming in and providing the comedy.
I do what I can. I try to play hurt because you have to.
You look like you might die.
I feel like I might die. But thanks for giving me a little ray of sunshine there.
Appreciate it's a pep talk.
You got one more showbiz beat in you, though?
I think I got one more.
Okay.
Let's do it. Before I get to the showbiz news, let's give away some passes to the red carpet world premiere of Sucker Punch.
Yay!
This happens at Grauman's Chinese Theater on Wednesday, March 23rd in Hollywood, California. The movie's everywhere in theaters March the 25th, so don't feel too bad if you don't win. But if you're one of the first two callers right now at 1-800-520-1067, you will win a pair of passes to attend the red carpet world premiere of Sucker Punch with all the stars, including Jenna Maloney and Emily Browning. And
a lot of hot chicks, that's all.
And they're all dressed like characters out of manga. The Japanese animation, you know. All like they're in little schoolgirl outfits, wielding giant broadswords and stuff. And it's just very erotic and yet frightening at the same time.
All right.
So you can check that out. Wouldn't that be good? Yes, it would, Ralph. Thank you for answering. Nate Dogg has passed away at the age of 41 years old. Apparently he died yesterday. Nate Dogg, of course, famously collaborated with Snoop Dogg, Tupac, Ludacris, Warren G. Cause of death has not yet been released, but Nate suffered from health problems in the recent years, including two strokes, one in 2007 and another in 2008. He was nominated for 4 Grammy Awards during his lifetime, so did a lot of work, made a lot of people happy in a very short time here on the planet, but 41 years old, he's passed away.
Snoop Dogg said that in his tribute that Nate put the 1 in the 213.
All right.
Not sure I know what that means, but thank you, Snoop.
Who put the 2? Who put the 2 in the 213?
Don't know who's responsible for the 2.
Yeah. How about the 3? Anybody? Any word?
Yeah, he's not saying.
No word on that.
But apparently Nate was the 1.
Drew Barrymore has announced she's going to direct another film. Yay!
She did Whip It, right?
Yeah, she sure did.
Was it good?
Whip It real good.
Yeah.
I hate you both. Put it in the file.
You can't. How many times do you put the same joke in the file, by the way?
I think that's
showed up several times.
Every time you do it.
It's an evergreen. It's a standard. The kids would be disappointed if we didn't do it at this point.
The Hollywood Reporter says the film will be called How to Be Single. It's an ensemble romantic comedy about the love and lives of a group of New Yorkers over 10 years. Oh, kill me now. This is the kind of crappy movie she's usually in. Now she's going to direct it. Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven. I don't feel so bad about passing away today from whatever it is that I have, because I will not be around to see How to Be Single, directed by Miss Drew Barrymore.
Oh, Drew Barrymore. She is good.
Alec Baldwin, it has been announced, has dropped out of Men in Black 3. I'm very upset.
I didn't know he was in Men in Black 3.
Yeah, he was going to be He was going to be one of the Men in Black supervisors in that film. He has dropped out. I think he's so funny. Apparently there were scheduling issues because they did a rewrite of the script. They had to move around some of the shooting schedule. And he wasn't able to perform. So he is moving over to join Tom Cruise in Rock of Ages. He'll be performing in that musical.
Oh.
That's an interesting piece of casting right there.
I haven't heard a lot about MIB3. Is it Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones? They're both back and both in it?
Yes, but Will goes back in time to the 60s and encounters a younger Tommy Lee Jones played by Josh Brolin. And together they fight aliens in the 60s, I believe. Kind of an Austin Powers-esque spin on Men in Black.
Is Willow slash whatever his son's name is going
to
be in it?
I don't think he can make anything without them being in it anymore. Yeah. I think it's part of his contract. It's a writer that they have to appear somehow in it. So.
I'm surprised he's not having Jaden play a younger version of Will Smith.
Aha! Don't think that won't happen. I'm guessing it will. And Charlie Sheen is extending his concert tour. Yesterday, he had two cities. He was performing Charlie Sheen Live, My Violent Torpedo of Truth slash Defeat is Not an Option tour. Today, he's added five more shows. One in Cleveland, Ohio, another in Columbus. Then Radio City Music Hall in New York City. A venue that holds 6,000 people, by the way.
Anyone who plays there is a dick.
Hey, I was just there.
Oh, sorry, I didn't.
The Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, Connecticut, and the Agonis Arena in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
So folks will get a chance to see Charlie.
Next stop, Suckville.
Yep.
He's going to say anything different, just on accident, than he's already said.
No. I'm out. I was thinking today, if I had the time and energy or commitment or money or talent, I would do a little video for Funny or Die called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Can you imagine him going in and going up with Willy Wonka?
That'd be awesome.
You get nothing, sir. Good day, sir. Wrong. Winning. Duh. Chocolate. Mine. And he takes over the whole chocolate factory.
That would be good.
It would be if I had,
any of those things.
Talent or energy or interest or money.
Connections.
Or any of that stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Jerry Lewis is 85 years old today. Actor Victor Garber is 62. Actor Eric Estrada.
Yeah, Eric.
Is 62 years old today. Flava Flav of Public Enemy is 52. Lauren Graham is 44. Judah Friedlander and his funny hats are 42 years old today.
His hats are 42 as well?
Yeah. Huh. And Blake Griffin of the LA Clippers turns 22 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning we have Landon Donovan from the LA Galaxy.
Oh, undefeated. I love him so much. He's the best athlete in the world. He's so pretty. Kiss me. I'm Kevin.
I won't use my hands. Ooh.
Undefeated. Who did they beat last night? I can't remember.
I don't think the game was televised, unfortunately.
We also have Matt Money Smith in the studio talking about March Madness.
Communism.
And communism. We have Bradley Cooper, who's the star of Limitless. On
Lisa.
The program tomorrow.
I know. That's
come on,
us.
And we have Seth Rogen.
Oh,
dude.
Wow, that's a lot of show.
On tomorrow morning's Kevin.
And we ought to also mention, by the way, before we go, ought to mention, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
And we have received countless, and I only say countless not because there are that many, because I didn't bother to count them, so I don't know how many. But we've received a tremendous amount of email questions over the past few weeks going, hey, Kevin and Bean, big fan, love to come out and see you guys, support you guys, have a hangout with you on a live show for St. Patrick's Day. Where are you going to be? What are the details? Hey, Kevin and Bean, when are you going to be announcing what's going on for St. Patrick's Day?
Took the day off because I've never been able to attend one of your St. Pat's Day broadcasts, so what bar are you going to be at?
Right. Don't want to miss it this time around. I've planned my whole schedule around. I can't wait to hang out with you guys. It's going to be so much fun. And of course, you're going to be there, right?
Right.
Tomorrow.
Can I give the short answer? Ralph ruined it for all of us.
Oh, tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll explain why we're not allowed to broadcast from St. Patrick's Day. And apparently, we've got the audio evidence to back it up.
Kevin.
Come on now.
Kevin.
Come on. It was you. It wasn't me. I was all there, man.
Oh.
I can hold my liquor and still do a good job.
Omar.
Stupid Omar.
It was definitely Omar.
So, it was a lot of Omar. He didn't get thrown out twice. All right, so that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.